Tonight, State Senator Dan Katowski stops by with the first How Can We Help segment of 2016. Then later, I get a feeling Dr. Lars Dingman will be calling into the show. And finally, we'll continue our coverage of Sketchfest. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You have a feeling that Dr. Dingman's going to...
Oh, right. Yeah, something's coming over me. I think that he's going
to
call us.
We had a weird moment last night where I was talking to the Manhattan medium, and then I was talking about, you know, we've never had a psychic on the show. And we've had a psychic. We've never had a medium. Dr. Dingman is a music psychic.
Well, and Dr. Dingman, for all the psychics out there, he's the most questioned, I think.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say he talks to people who have passed on.
Right.
He says he reads your vibrations based on the last three songs in...
No, right. Yes. Again, yeah. No,
Dr. Your vibrations. The vibrations?
The vibrations.
The atmospheric?
Something about...
The good vibrations?
Ooh, that song's in my head now. Thank you. Because before that, I had Conga by Gloria Estefan. So thank you very much, Esmeralda. Do you... Now, we had a medium on last night, Esmeralda. Do you believe in psychics? Have you ever... I've never been to a psychic, really. I've been hypnotized. Totally different thing. But, like, I'm thinking of shows that you go to...
Right.
...where the audience is somehow drawn in one way or another.
I kind of believe.
Yeah.
It's more of a thing of like, okay, I'm going to come in here and all right, just tell me what you're yeah. seeing or whatever, but I'm not going to be like, oh, what?
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll be like, okay, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, but it's nothing that I would wholeheartedly spend money on.
Well, that's the thing is that I'm curious. I think I'm one of those people that wants that to be the reality. Rob Martier, as a newsman, as a journalist, as a facts and figures kind of guy, what are your thoughts on psychics and or mediums?
As the small print says during late night TV commercials, this is purely for entertainment value only.
Yes.
It's funny because I do believe that there's stuff out there.
Right.
I just don't know if any of us here on Earth are able to communicate with it or with them.
I like that.
So,
well, because the moment that we had, I was telling Craig before the show, I told my husband Steve what had happened, that we had a medium on who had sussed out, or like told me that there was someone around me with my brother's name, who I had lost when I was young. He was a very young boy when my brother passed away. And my husband was kind of, I don't think he was pleased because he didn't believe it. And he felt that I was being manipulated because it was so specific that he was like, did someone know that and use that? And I don't know because I'm not very open about it. I don't talk about it on the air. You can't, Craig tried Googling it. And so I'm caught, right? Cause it's either something that actually happened or something that someone used. And that, like, I could see where people get really angry at mediums. So I just wanted to put that out there in case people were listening and thought that like perhaps one that I was part of somehow an illusion to pull over on you. I was caught off guard. And so now I'm going to let that go. I'm now in the middle of whether or not that was real.
I mean, it kind of came out of nowhere.
It was a gut punch. I was completely thrown off my game. So I don't know. Craig, actually, you said you did some research and tried to figure out if you could make that connection. And you
yeah,
can't.
I had some information that like I can use
know.
To search. Yeah. So I can look up. And I couldn't find, even if he was somehow knowledgeable.
No. Yeah.
It was difficult.
Very right. So, yep. But it's not outside the realm of possibility that either of them could have, done some sort of like friends of friends, people who know me. That would be a lot of work. And then there were, like you mentioned, there were listeners who had called in who it was a big connection.
We were talking about this off the air. And granted, for anyone listening last night, I think some of the stuff that he said you could criticize as being somewhat generic because
right. That's what Steve said. My husband said anyone could have lost someone. A lot of people. The name Michael is the most, as
even
we
that.
Learned on our show,
yeah.
is one of the most common names in America.
But had he said it to me, the answer would have been nope.
Right.
Because like there are a lot of people who haven't lost
right.
a Michael or
right.
anyone.
He didn't say an M name.
Right.
That's the thing too, is he didn't say.
Yeah, he was more specific. It was weird.
Quick and precise. And so that was what, that was surprising. Very. And look, I think there's also something to that is also, there's a little bit of soothing in that to go, oh, someone that I barely knew because I was only four, you know, that kind of comes around and maybe does some big brotherly stuff like turn the lights on and off. That's kind of a fun idea to have. So there's something in that part of it, but whether or not I can, rest assured, you know, because it can sort of like tip you one way or the other. And like, now I'm walking around. Do I walk around talking to him? Like, are you here now? Are you here now? Are you here now? Are you here? Are you around? You know,
only when the lights go on and off.
Only when the lights go on and off. Well, but at the end of the show, Craig couldn't play the What We Meant to Get To song. I'm just saying.
I could not. That has been fixed, by the way.
I know, but that was.
That was weird.
Do you think if it's stuff true, he's moved. Like, forget
stuff got
it.
Got changed. Huh?
But what? Do you think he's actually going to be like, I'm going to ruin her song?
Maybe.
Yes.
Kinda. Right? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I'll bet.
It's going to happen.
It's a Big Brother thing. Yeah. So that's.
I mean, I also could have checked the song probably before.
Yes.
But oops.
But when my father passed away, I remember I went to a yoga retreat in the Adirondacks. I went to a place called Kripalu, and I had a woman doing one of those Reiki, you know, your chakras and things like that. And she said that I see someone you've lost. He's wearing black slacks and a white shirt, which is what my dad always wore. And my dad always wore that. He was a cab driver. And she goes, well, your father's always with you. He's giving you directions. And I started laughing so hard on the table. I go, great. Now I have a dead cab driver giving me directions.
That's wonderful.
And just, you know what?
That's going to work out.
It just made me laugh. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. I'm sorry. There's a commercial on CNN's network. Have you ever seen the commercial with like the bladder that's like walking alongside of the woman? She has bladder control problems. Have you ever seen this one, Esmeralda? Where she's like,
it's sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Or is it keep pulling her? Is that the
yeah,
one?
Yeah, because she has to go to the bathroom. There's another one with like your. There's another one now with intestines. It's a walking intestines for some other pharmaceutical company.
Like the squished up.
Yeah, it's like all like, and it, I think it looked like it was a commercial for, perhaps having some issues when you use the restroom. Also, these are both the bladder and your intestines are now external organs with their own mind, personalities.
I mean, they kind of do.
But I don't need to have, I just like the ad campaign where someone says, here's what we're going to do. Her bladder goes to lunch with her, sits across a table, and is like pouting. You got to go to that.
And then profits.
And then.
You got to make it cute.
I don't.
Cute little bladder.
I guess you're right. How do you make I gotta pee cute?
Exactly.
If you're not too, right?
A cute little bladder that sits across from you while you eat lunch.
Is that what makes you buy their product, though? If I have a bladder thing, do I buy the cute product?
But you think about it, because then you think about your bladder making that face inside of you.
That's, when your doctor tells you have incontinence, you go, can I have that medicine with the little bladder?
I always liked the commercials where the person didn't suffer from the problem during the commercial. And it was like, look, they're taking this, so now they don't have the problem anymore.
Right, that's why they're the tub for Cialis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they're both side-by-side tubs, because that's how you get intimate, is not being in the same water together.
In a field.
Yeah, looking
like,
over.
Who dragged those in there?
You cast iron tubs on the side of a hill. That's
guys, don't underestimate romance.
That's,
you know,
and can I say the most good-looking people ever?
Yeah,
in these Cialis commercials. Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think everyone taking Cialis looks like that. But all right,
yeah. If you still need it when they're that good-looking, I guess you have a problem. That's why you're like, I gotta get a pill for this. I I don't know. And then the next ad they run is Jim Beam or whatever. This works as well. This might help you out a little bit, or have counter effects.
Don't take too much though.
No, not too much.
There we go.
I am. I'm feeling a little bit. I had to do my tech rehearsal. We were talking last night about tech for Sketchfest, which starts this Thursday at Stage 7 tomorrow. Stage 773. Until I became a stage performer. Before I started doing any theater, I'd never heard of tech rehearsals. Are you familiar with this process, Craig?
Yeah, I did high school plays.
That's why I'm dressed like this, by the way. This is my tech
outfit. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, we would do tech rehearsals and things. And,
yes.
You know.
It's hanging lights.
And then you do some kind of party. You're supposed to do some kind of party.
Oh, man. I was not given a party. There are over 160 groups performing at Sketchfest.
Right.
The tech director that I have on my show. So there's four theaters at Stage 773. So each room has somebody who's in charge of the sound booth, lights, sound. And so I have Sam. And Sam said I was his eighth performer. Like there are other groups or sketch groups or solo performers. I have four cues. I'm a solo performer, so I'm also a stand-up comic. The fact that I have any cues amuses me to no end. I had aspirations of having more sound and music. We did add Conga and 9 to 5 to our
Good.
Playlist.
Wonderful. And Savage Garden?
And not Savage Garden.
Okay,
I didn't
all right,
get to
fine. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I'll work on it.
Truly, madly, deeply.
I really try. Yes, I wrote it down too.
Okay, thank you.
I have a Mac from 2007 that has all of my songs on it. I should probably figure out how to move all of that over to my Mac Air, because the only way to run my old Mac is if it's plugged in. There's no battery to it. It's just you have to have it plugged into a sort of way.
Isn't all that stuff in the cloud or something?
Yeah, that's what I thought about my playlist.
No, you can't put it all in the cloud unless you're paying for the cloud.
Yes.
Oh.
Music is, those are big files.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also can't, I don't seem to be able to transfer just the entire playlist. So I had to put it, I was going to put it on a CD. I was told by my good friends at Stage 773 that would be the best thing to do is put it on a disc. So I went to do that. My disc on my 2008 Mac.
It didn't work out.
It makes this noise. It's like my car. If I make the noise that my Mac is making, can you fix that for me?
Or tell me? I think we can figure that out. By the way, I want to know if every time Esmeralda refers to the cloud, she does that giant hand motion she did a second ago.
Yeah.
You can't see it on the radio, but yeah, she like opened the heavens.
It's like omnipotent.
If you're watching on WGNRadio.com, you'd see me making fake cloud.
Someday you'll be able to do that. You just raise your hand and everything, all the knowledge that you have, all the files that you need to save will be elevated.
You'll literally be able to fake touch them.
There's a Jim Beam ad.
That is amazing.
No, that's not possible. It's a Jim Beam apple. Jim Beam, they're putting too many flavors into our favorite.
Yeah, I don't know why they're messing with, like, vodka was the first one to go crazy.
Yes, it did. It went nuts.
No, but vodka's so good when it's flavored.
Not all the flavors
of
vodka.
No, it opens up such possibilities.
When they went acai and or.
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
When they went acai, or as some people call it, acai.
Acai.
Good for you. Antioxidants.
Yep.
In vodka?
Can't you also mix the vodka with stuff without having that stuff in the vodka?
That's double then.
Yes. To Esmeralda's point, some of those taste very good on the rocks and or soda. Like that's the only other thing you add. Like apple vodka with soda.
Now, can I suggest one that I just
learned
about? Effin' salted caramel.
Watch your mouth.
with an apple cider. Or no, it was sparkling apple juice.
Yes.
And it was like a salted caramel apple.
Is Walgreens still open? No, I think they're closed.
And then we cut it with a little whiskey. Just because it was too sweet. So we had to cut it.
Wait, I thought you meant you cut the alcohol. You mean you cut the taste.
Yes, the taste. Or you could use probably a very dry apple cider.
They often say you should cut things with whiskey. That's absolutely.
But that all works because of the apple
balance.
And whiskey.
Man, this doesn't taste very good yet. Let's just put whiskey in it.
Perfect.
It
tasted amazing. It was just a little too sweet.
Fantastic.
But it's very good.
So effin' salted caramel?
Yes.
Excellent.
Just because, what do you do with that? You can't drink that on the rocks.
Yes,
that's weird.
There's a vodka. What's the one that has like the cupcake and whipped cream and they have all the sweet. Yeah, I can see the blue bottle in my mind, and I can't think of the name of the vodka, which is good. If it was on the tip of my tongue,
I know exactly what
then
it
it's
is.
Then it's a problem.
I've had many of those.
They're tasty.
No, but I like the flavored vodka. I don't know about the flavored whiskeys, honeys and like you said, the apples.
Bacon. I have a bottle of bacon bourbon in my
Is that
pantry.
Infused, though?
I don't think it is infused.
Is the vodka called Devil's Food?
No, there is a Devil's Food cake.
There's a cupcake vodka. That's devil's food.
Mm-mm. It's in a blue bottle.
Yeah, this is a blue bottle.
I don't think it's devil's food.
It's making me mad.
Don't be mad.
No, because I'll know the name.
There's something called cupcake vodka.
There's also cupcake wine. I wonder if it's the same company. This has really gone into a booze infused.
Speaking of infused, yes.
You know what I love about Stage 773? They have a great bar. They have they have Revolution Beer, which is I love their drinks. And then they always do themed cocktails.
I wonder if they use Pinnacle.
That's it. Did you find it?
Yes.
Are they at the pinnacle of their? Yes, it's Pinnacle Vodka. Is the cupcake and the frosting whipped cream.
Peach.
What's Craig?
No, I'm just disappointed. I don't understand why you guys like this so much.
That's because
a wine cooler. Just have a wine cooler.
No, it's not. It's straight up vodka, and it's not even
like
that
flavory.
It's sweet. It's just there's a hint of a flavor there.
Yeah. No.
People also suggesting Smirnoff from the 773. Apparently
just Smirnoff with flavors?
Yeah.
There's some that you
cherry.
They're
so good.
Now, is it straight on the rocks? What do you
I do it with soda water.
Yep.
But if you want to go crazy, you need lemonade. Mm.
Cherry lemonade. Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Rob, are you a fan of the flavored bourbons and or whiskeys? Do you like when they add some sort of content to that?
It depends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like to just keep it nice and pure and neat and mm-hmm. not go too overboard with it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that, and someone will put a cocktail in front of me that has cupcake vodka, and I'm like, that's fantastic.
From the 773, try Burnett's Lime Vodka over ice. OMG!
Burnett's what? What?
It's Burnett's.
Burnett's?
Lime vodka.
Do it. Some ginger soda? Oh, man.
What is happening?
Absolute has a, is it, I want to say tangerine, but kind of like an orange flavored vodka that's pretty good.
Hey, State Senator Dan Katowski.
Hey, Senator Dan Katowski.
He's outside.
Joining us. It's hat night on Pretty Little Biobaskets. It's hat night. Tony wanted to join the conversation. We're talking booze, Tony. What do you want to tell us?
How you doing today, Patty?
Hey, I'm doing well, Tony. Thank you. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Just got back from the Hawks game.
Oh, it was a great Hawks game. I know. I feel like dancing right now. What'd you want to tell us?
Well, anyway, I have cotton candy vodka and whipped cream vodka.
Whipped cream. Yes. Is that Pinnacle? I'm guessing Pinnacle makes both of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there's whipped cream, alcoholic whipped cream that you could put on top of your cupcake vodka. That's not good. I've tried it.
This
it's not.
It's mixed in with the vodka. This is a call to all. It ought to be a law. Put it on the book, Springfield, and pass the vote. This is a call to all. It ought to be a law.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by Senator Dan Katowski, because he won't let me call him former senator, all these technicalities.
So untrue.
I know, because it's the last office that you achieved. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get used to the beard. I asked Senator Katowski,
I look like Celine Dion's husband.
The fact that they know what he looks like really reflects more on them than anything else.
That's what I said. It means you're a big Celine fan.
Yeah.
A little bit too into her. And I think he's has a little bit more size.
Her husband / manager. Is that who that is? Right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have grown this beard out. Mm-hmm. Is this because you are no longer traveling down to Springfield?
I grew one last year. Around Christmas time.
So I'm the first person to make a Brian Urlacher joke to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't know what's happened to Brian Urlacher. Although it didn't happen to Brian Urlacher.
It did to his head, at least.
To his head. But he has entered into a relationship with is it a hair plugs? Is it a
I feel
installation?
Like it's a full transplant.
What's it called? Oh, transplant.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We need to pull up a picture for you. I will do that momentarily. But yes, he has been sort of secluded for the last couple months because he's been having this done, letting it sort of take hold. And then he revealed himself on WGN-TV Morning News yesterday and Windy City Live, and has been having, I guess, press conferences about his hair. And Esmeralda thinks he looks better now than he did as a bald man. I disagree. I loved his shaved head.
Esmeralda, I can't believe you're turning on the bald guys like that.
I know.
That hurt.
It looks softer. He looks like a meathead before.
Oh, because it's shiny and looks kind of...
You just look more menacing.
There's a great picture of Brian Urlacher next to me. We're at an event, and we're sitting next to each other, and both of us in our gleaming glory, and I'm very proud of that picture.
Gleaming glory.
Gleaming glory, yes.
Are you going to give him a picture?
Is there a picture?
It's got to be, yes. There's many. It was all news yesterday. I love that you are under some rock that you were not able to... learn of this.
No, I was actually working today. I wasn't.
Interesting.
Not that you weren't. I was trying to help some kids lead better lives.
Child serve. As the CEO.
I'd say he looks pretty good. But I also think, you know, he was a handsome guy. He was so kind to my kids.
I'm not judging his kindness or his taste in women, Jane McCarthy.
I just want to say this is a story. Like, well, the coolest thing was last year, or 2 years ago, my kids got a chance to go to his house because we were a friend there, and to hang out and play football with his kids inside the house. And he signed autographs for them and took pictures with them.
Yeah.
He was so sweet. And he was so kind to them.
I've never heard any disparaging remarks about Brian Urlacher until he had the hair implants. And that's not disparaging, but it's like a very...
I'd say it looks pretty good. They did a pretty nice job there.
Is that because you aspire to say the same?
No.
Okay.
I love right now. I'm
like feeling the breeze on your scalp.
I feel it. I like it. It's it was a big to me. I once wrote a poem about losing my hair, and coming to grips with it. And
how old were you when you started to lose your hair?
Gosh, it was, I don't know. I mean, more in a more decisive way. I'd say kind of like my early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
Do you still have that poem?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Do you remember it?
Yeah. There's a line in it. I'm sick and tired of pretending that I have hair, of carefully parting my every last follicle across my empty scalp. Those are a couple of lines in it. And I want scalp shine, naked truth revealed, something like that. There were lines like that. And it was just all about embracing the fact that I didn't have any hair and I didn't care. And so what?
Yeah.
You know,
but you have a good skull. I'm saying, like, there are people who don't pull off their hair being gone as well as people like you. Well, you have a good head shape, is what I'm saying. There's no easy way to say this.
I heard this. I went to get a hat fitted for a hat last week at this store called Optimo, and it's the woman said I had a long oval.
A long oval.
Yes. I never heard that before.
A long oval. How does that affect the sizing of your hat?
I just went with it.
Okay.
I said, well, that's a heck of a compliment.
Was it a compliment?
I have no idea. I just
take
assumed
it that way.
It was, yes.
I like that.
But the hat that was fitted for it just fit perfectly.
What kind of hat were you in the market for?
I got this beautiful fedora.
Ooh. And you wear the Cubs hat.
I didn't get it yet. Okay. It's supposed to come in the mail this week. The night in the town. We went to the Palmer House.
Nice.
And then we went out to dinner. And then I'd been given a gift card a couple of years ago and I'd never used it. And it was a very nice gift card. I went and got this hat at Optimo Hats. And it was just this really cool shop in the middle at the Monadnock building. Mm-hmm. You ever been that building?
That's the first skyrise?
The first high rise in Chicago. So went there.
I've never been in there, but I know where it is.
Yeah.
It's a cool building.
It is a cool building.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, one night in the town, on the town with your
wife? We went to the town, and then we walked all the way up to Michigan Avenue. We walked right by the studio here. Mm-hmm. We went and got some hot chocolate over at the Nestle shop there down by Water Tower.
Cool.
We ate at the room called, I think it's called the Cherry Oak Room in the new CAA Hotel, which the food was awesome. We felt a little bit out of our element. You know,
why?
We've got all the little young hipsters there, you know, people sniffing the corkscrews.
Oh, were they really?
Yes. I didn't know. Did you know that? Is that like a thing?
I mean, they give you the cork, and I'm like, I just want some wine. I don't need it to be an event.
No, there was a whole the guy who was serving it was very great. The service was terrific, and we had our wedding reception at the CAA. That's where so we went back there because it's opened up as a hotel. But the guy was serving the wine and he sniffed it right in a glass, and then he handed the guy at the table who was sitting there with two couples, and he handed him the cork and he sniffed the cork and he nodded his head, and I was just like, really?
Wow. Well, I guess if you can, I mean, what are you looking for? Unless it's either wine or vinegar, right?
I guess you're trying to smell if it's fresh, if it's, you know.
I don't have that.
I can tell you if it's a good hot dog or not.
Well, that sounds like a lovely evening on the town.
We had a great evening, yeah. And then, it was very enjoyable. Palmer House is just a wonderful hotel.
I don't even know where is it Palmer House down by Macy's?
Yeah, it's right over on State Street.
Yeah.
Hey,
fancy.
And his the hotel was given to his wife for an engagement present.
Back in the 18 somethings.
Yeah, right? And the first hotel burned down.
Yeah, with the city fire.
Right.
We're always like walking around. We must be such boring dates to our spouses.
Fire, right.
Like the Chicago fire.
No, Ann knew all about it. So
okay,
she's
good.
Been into all this like history stuff and studied like kind of the history of Chicago. So it was great. It was a big nerdy
like, Okay, I don't think you need to rope Ann into being your fellow nerd.
Oh yeah, she is.
I know Steve and I are the same way. Yeah. Have you seen speaking of nerds, have you seen the new Star Wars?
I have.
And what did you think?
You know, people were raving about it. Have you seen it?
I have twice.
Did you?
Twice. We might go see it tomorrow. We might see it a third time. We haven't heard back from our boss who joked about going to see it with us, and then I'm trying to hold her.
So here's where I struggled with. Really like
Wait, spoilers, if anyone...
No, I'm not going to tell you anything. I just struggled with Princess Leia. She was...
Why?
She just didn't seem
She's been through war.
She didn't seem like
so
she had
lots
a lot
happened.
Of
the galaxy is coming apart at the seams.
Right,
she's
exactly.
Beat. She's a general. Like,
the scenes where they
had... How many generals have a bounce in their step that you know of? She's a general. She's been through battle.
I know.
Was but just, what? She, but just, she wasn't... She was last like, time you saw her, she was in a
my
metal
wife
bikini.
And I was the same comment we made. We're like, not.
I'm so tired of this
a little. What did
I'm
you
so
have it before?
No,
really?
People are you're saying that she seemed a little low energy, which other people are saying she's not. Doesn't look like she aged well. Or
I didn't
she
say that.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm saying. I'm just,
yeah, I think she looked fine. I think she looked good.
Okay.
I thought I just it was kind of strange with like yeah when they were kind of like sitting around. It's like.
But, yes.
We have to go to the, you know.
But her character was always kind of sarcastic or cynical. Or,
yes.
But that's still, she wasn't as buoyant as Han Solo. Or she was always kind of like the through line was always a little bit like, this is happening. Oh,
I'm just,
great.
You just asked me
these
what
idiots.
I thought. You don't have to, you know, you try to beat it out of me.
The only thing you know. Think is that Princess Leia was, I mean,
I struggled
the
with
general...
those two. I was like, I didn't really make the transition. I saw
She's
Star
in the
Wars.
Movie for 3 minutes.
I saw Star Wars when I was a kid at the Northtown Theater.
I was at the Gateway Theater
saw
on Lawrence
it like
Avenue.
Five different times, mm-hmm. you know, because they'd have the movie there every weekend, and right? And you keep going back, and I loved it. And it was just the transition wasn't as seamless for me, you know. And I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. You know, loved Harry Potter.
I don't understand why that has a...
But no, I was like more like into the books, and I was like, okay, I care.
And did you like the
lot.
Movies?
Yeah, love the movies.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think the first one was the best for me. Like the way they created, the Christopher Columbus created that world, I thought was well done.
It's
Did
awesome.
You like Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, the
yes,
prequels?
Yes, very four, much so.
And you are hesitant on 7?
Just a little bit, yeah. I'd give it 3 out of 4.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd give it 3 out of 4.
Did you notice the new characters in the movie at all, Doug?
Yes, I so like the new
okay,
characters
good.
A lot.
Good, okay, wonderful.
I did, I like the
new
sure
characters. I you focused on like Rey and...
Yeah, I had I cared about it, and I thought,
Finn.
And I also the fact
BB-8.
It was very
Latino in space. That's right, finally.
Yeah, that's what I was saying as soon as it happened.
Yes,
I was like, you know, I'm in.
All right then.
Yeah,
but the only thing takeaway you had when we first started this conversation was that Princess.
I struggled a little bit with her. They're kind of like it's like they're there, and it's like, oh yeah, we have to have Princess Leia, and I also at the end, and I was like, Luke Skywalker's just sitting there. Staring. So
a
I was just
little
like,
cheesy, too cheesy.
Just a little
do you
bit.
Know where, do you know where he was?
Huh?
He was in, do you know, like geographically where he actually was,
he
where they
like
filmed
on
it?
A hill in,
he was
Hawaii.
In Dingle. It was Ireland, Dingle was, Bay Peninsula.
Really?
Yes, Dingle Peninsula. It's beautiful. I've been there. As soon as she was walking up the stairs, I was like, I've been to Luke Skywalker's house. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. State Senator Dan Katowski joins me. He is now the CEO of ChildServe. And I called you earlier. I was in a crowded place. I was actually watching the Blackhawks game at a bar when I was
talking. Oh, you didn't say that.
I didn't
you
say
you
were
in church.
I did. That's the organ, not the... but I was going to ask you, I should have sent you a link to any of the articles about laws for 2016. Although you are no longer serving in our General Assembly, I thought perhaps you had thoughts on bills that were passed and that now become law. And I didn't. But you were mentioning that there are some funds that are also we could be utilizing in this time of kind of distress that we have with our state budget. What is going undone?
See, I had a conversation with one of my colleagues, Senator Heather Staines. She and I worked on the budget together.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the brightest minds in Illinois government. I learned a tremendous amount from her. We've talked about this for years. Is these special use funds? The mm-hmm. state budget is split into three things. It's general revenue funds, other state funds, and federal funds. And other state funds is about 800 special use funds. They're other state funds, and they come from fees.
Mm-hmm.
They come from fees and fines and things like that. So a lot of these funds, they're standing surpluses. It's
right.
Committed but not needed.
Isn't there
money.
Like a salmon protection fund?
There's all sorts of things. There's there's funds for
do we have
banking
a lot of
fees.
In Illinois?
I can't tell you that whether we do or don't.
Okay.
The issue is these funds are protected year in year out just by the mere fact that they actually have money in them.
Right.
And typically, that's a backwards way of thinking. They shouldn't be protected just because they're growing money.
Well, protected funds should be like for schools. Protected funds should be for
central
special
services.
Needs. Central services.
Yeah, central services, because these funds naturally replenish themselves.
Right.
It's not like they don't. And the folks who set up these funds, who had the lobbyists in place to set them up, said, no, you can't touch those funds.
How big is like the wildlife lobby? I mean, I can't imagine.
Well, I'm just... and it's also when people were doing things while other people weren't looking, and people had an understanding of how the process works, right?
Yes.
And I've tried to shine the light on this for years. It's like, no, let's take those special use funds and collapse them into general funds.
You had mentioned it last summer when they had, last spring when they had basically cut off the funding for organizations like Autism Speaks and the after school programs and Smoking Cessation on World Autism Day.
Right.
And you were trying to find ways to sweep funds from other places, including whether it was IHEAP, wasn't that one of
them? LIHEAP, yeah.
LIHEAP. And a solution came because miraculously the governor found $300 million in tax surplus. Remember that was they shook the couch or something. I went, no, we found some.
And that's what's interesting. If you really wanted to look at the government honestly and where they spend money, there's these transfers out. That was one other area looked at, these automatic transfer of funds for areas of spending that have been going on for years. Mm-hmm. The question is whether or not we should be spending that money automatically.
Right.
What I wanted to do is eliminate all automatic funding when I was a senator, but also eliminate all these automatic growth of these special funds. What makes them special? Why are they called special? When people who have special needs aren't getting the kind of special treatment that they deserve.
Right.
And I was talking about this the other day, and people were like, well, why can't the state resolve what they're doing? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. But I became infuriated because of the fact that it was like the people, as we've talked about right now, the people who are basically suffering the most are the innocent people, mm-hmm. people who don't have the power, who don't have the kind of voice that they should have, and people are out looking for them or out working on their behalf, who want something done on their behalf, can't get it done because everything's at a standstill.
It is.
Meanwhile, you can get that money. There's excess money. There's over $1 billion in these excess money. It could be one-time infusion of dollars. It's not going to be a permanent revenue solution, but you can access these dollars and you can use these dollars. You know, it's kind of like if you had a problem at home.
People would say, well, if you're not going to fix the rest of it, why should we use that money now when we could fix the system and then spend the money? Because the governor has said that he's not going to allow Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the House, to raise taxes. That I guess he said that he's heard Michael Madigan say himself that he wants to go back to 5% taxes, and he won't let that happen unless we fix other things. I suppose it's like the unions and right to work sort of legislation, the workman's comp that he's been pushing for. So how do you answer, like, why would we spend that $1 billion? Or any part of it if we still haven't fixed any of our other problems? That's what people keep saying on the other side, isn't it?
I don't know what people are saying on the other side, but I'll tell you what people, what voters are saying and taxpayers are saying, and they're saying, you know what, just pass a budget because my kid goes to school.
Because you are now working with an organization where you can have a direct impact on families. What experience are you having as far as the budget standstill with the organization ChildServe? How has that impacted you?
Fortunately, over decades, there were people who were smart enough to take this challenge to the courts, mm-hmm. and say, what happens if you don't pass a budget? And there's these court orders and these consent decrees to protect funding for kids who are victims of abuse and neglect.
So early intervention doesn't have that kind of protection because they were one of the groups that was like the latest paid until they finally did get a consent
decree. That's under DHS. Yeah, exactly.
So DHS does not have the same.
Not a lot of them. There's consent decrees for. Yeah.
I know. This is why we
play this. Is that like our Oscars music where we have to close my speech?
But you can stay. We have some folks from Sketchfest that I'd love to introduce you to.
Really?
Yeah. Just a few moments.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Dr. Dingman is on at, I think. Craig has said he senses he's going to call in sometime tonight. Have you been on the air for Dr. Dingman?
I have not.
I'll warn you. More after this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. State Senator Dan Katowski joins us. He's hanging out. I like when you hang out. Just, you know, take it all in. He's like my you're like my co-host. You're like my sidekick tonight. Is that all right? My sidecar. I call you sidecar.
I'm whatever you want me to be. You're to serve.
We are welcoming into the studio for the first time sketch group The Dancing Pig. They are performing at Stage 773 this Friday night at 11 p.m. on the Thrust Stage. There are four stages at Stage 773, all different kinds of performers. I'm in the cabaret on Sunday, and I have a 5 p.m. show. The Thrust Stage, that's the one where it's kind of, I mean, I know the stage is, that's the one where the seats are all around it.
Yeah, it's a thrust.
It's, mm-hmm. Okay, but not everybody knows what a thrust stage is. Yeah. The seating so is like, all around.
Yeah, there's seating in the front, and then there's two side wings,
yes.
too.
Right, so turn that mic toward you so that you're like not talking to the side of it. How's that? There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, the pro stage is the big kind of auditorium one, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sort of stadium seating. Mm-hmm. The cabaret has sort of bench seating and nice little tables, so you have cocktails. Mm-hmm. And what's the box?
The box.
The box. So it's kind of straight up. I like that one, too. Tim and Micah, usually. The Micah Prod. Tim and Micah Prod. Don't tell him I just said Micah. The Tim and Micah project are usually in the box.
That's the one I think we've had the most fun in the last
year. Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like the thrust we had last year, but this the year before, the first year we had the box. It was a.
Don't be disappointed.
It was. I'm not disappointed.
We're happy to perform on whatever stage they let us.
See, this is the right response
That's
to have.
Correct.
I'm very excited.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
Yes. Hashtag. So go to stage773.com for information about the tickets, the calendar. Like Abby Vatterott is there on Sunday as well.
Oh.
Senator, this is something you should think about doing someday. You know, you've trained at Second City and done some. I don't. Are you guys, now they have, Giggly, isn't that one of the, Giggly? Giggity. Giggity.
Giggity.
Oh, the, yeah,
Giggity.
Absolutely.
So everyone can watch it on, Victor, do you know what about the broadcast of the Sketchfest?
Giggity.
Giggity. Giggity.com. I think you just pay like one pass and then you kind of get to watch all the shows.
Yeah. It's like, it's like $5 for like a 3-hour block, I believe.
I may be covering the cameras because it's kind of a work in progress, you know? I don't know if I want to have it broadcast. Do you know if people can record? They can probably record it.
Oh, yeah, they're archived, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's we have these phone boxes in this. Right now, you're actually being. I probably should have told you, but there is a sign on the way in that you are live streaming right now.
Sure. Oh, good.
I need to call my agent.
You have years of podcasts too, Patty. So.
Yes. What was that?
You have years of podcasts.
Oh, you were talking to me. I was looking at John.
I'm not saying
you're throwing
anything.
Your voice.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
Wonderful branding. Smart. Yes, I have years of podcasts, but this is a different format. Doing a stage performance kind of it lives for the live audience, you know, but this in a podcast form is similar to the broadcast, live broadcast form. You know what I'm saying? But watching sketch on TV is just we are on a computer. Is strange.
You have to talk down on me, whatever.
I'm not talking down on you. I'm talking down on myself. I'm saying I don't think my material is strong enough.
No, I just didn't know. I'm so sorry.
To survive the transition in format. Stop.
Live.
It. We're
live
talking
is
about the dancing pig.
We're
talking about the dancing pig. Victor, you were telling us off the air that you partied with Brian Urlacher and we were all excited. Wait a minute. How did I frame that?
It wasn't completely partying. I was terrified at the.
He threatened to beat you up.
Tremendous stature of the man. And I went to school with his younger brother. Mm-hmm. And I went into this house and there were these giant football players. And I had a hat on at the time that said Aggies. Apparently, that's the rival for NMSU where Brian,
it's like going up to Green Bay with a Bears
with
jersey.
A Bears, right?
Yeah, and, you don't do that.
And I quickly tried to extricate myself from the situation, and I did so by shaking the man's hand and pouring him a beer.
Right, that's,
in his own house.
That diffuses things quite
yes,
quickly.
Yes.
Now, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Texas.
From Texas. And you went to the Military Institute, is what you're mentioning?
I went to New Mexico Military Institute, and then shortly thereafter I went to Texas A&M University.
Did you end up serving in the military?
I did not. I blew out my knees and lost my contract, and it was kind of a long story. No worries.
It's actually better that the government never gave him a gun. It's probably a good thing.
And Adam, where are you from originally?
Middle of nowhere, central Illinois. But I've been up here for 16 years. Henry, Illinois.
All right.
2,600 people, 2 trailer parks.
Oddly, they all live in the trailer parks.
Almost.
Wow, they're all very upset with us right now. What brought you to Chicago?
Moved here after college.
Oh.
Was going to stay here for about a year and move around, and then just absolutely fell in love with the city.
Where'd you go to college?
Millikan University, Indicator.
Oh, all right. Very cool. Well, how long have you lived in Chicago then?
16, 17 years, something
you
like that.
You really didn't? Yeah, I was going to come here for a year.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. I don't know when the next flight leaves.
We stuck around.
Can't get that scheduled
down.
When
are you going home?
That's the worst layover.
When did you come to Chicago, Victor?
I came here in 2007.
All right. And how was the adjustment from Texas?
Oh, it was seamless. I jumped right into Second City.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it's good to be around a group of people that have the same sort of interests and goals that you have, too.
Absolutely. That's where we all met, and the rest is history from there. So.
All right. Yeah. And John, where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati.
All right.
Yeah.
See, very specific. Just Cincinnati, darn it.
Yeah, I don't have to. You know about it.
I do.
They put chocolate in their chili. They put it on spaghetti.
Well, so do Mexicans. We put chocolate in our mole.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that you stole that from us. I don't know if that's
we,
true.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was a recipe, but...
You cannot trust the Cincinnati.
You cannot trust them.
We're the worst.
No. Well, and what did school or entertaining bring you to Chicago?
Yeah. Cincinnati, when I was living there, really didn't have any kind of theater scene. Like, there's a few theaters, and my education was in theater, so they said go to either L.A., Chicago, or New York, and Chicago was friendly, so I went there.
L.A. is friendly because they all have medical cards for marijuana, so they're incredibly friendly in Los Angeles, but the pace is a lot slower.
So, guys, we should go to L.A.
I know. What were you thinking? Well, there's always time. And how did you – I mean, that's a similar kind of lateral move, I would think, sort of, as mm-hmm. far as geographically and the temperature at least. Although this winter is so surreal, isn't it?
It's sort of awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Spring the entire time.
Someone posted Happy Springmas for Christmas. Did you like that?
It
was
it
been very nice.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite winters ever so far. Oh, no, I have to stop, right? This is how we went down the rabbit hole last year. I jinxed it.
Yes.
This is miserable.
You are now begging for another pretty late blizzard.
That's right. I kept marveling at how lovely.
Somebody knock on wood or something.
I don't know.
This is
that's
wood.
Between you and your wood.
There it is.
I didn't want the wood. Josh, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, two Texans.
Yeah, so I got a couple of Texans in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Not the same kind of Texans.
Different Texans.
Very different. Describe your appearance, Josh.
Nerdy, white, and freckled.
Do that.
A lady killer.
Is that how it makes There are women right now going, yes.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, four.
Be still my heart.
There's four. Probably not listening to the radio station.
Well, he's like, what hole did I just dig for myself? I can see why you have trouble with the ladies. Yes. Why wouldn't they? It's all very
like a nerd magnet. Josh over him.
No, okay, Senator. Thanks a lot for that.
What?
So what brought you to Chicago from Dallas?
Actually, a woman, as well as
a woman who loved WGN Radio.
That's right.
Loves WGN Radio.
Listen to it the whole drive up, because you can hear us in the middle of the night from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Also, Second City. I've always wanted to move to the city, and after college and moving back home for a year, I decided now let's
go back to that place.
Pack it all back up mm-hmm. and move to the city I always wanted to move to and live in.
What was the adjustment like when you got here to Chicago? Because I always wonder about this. A lot of performers come here.
Well, I lived in Salt Lake City for 5 years.
Very similar.
It's even colder here. It just sort of snowed there, and it was like, oh, it's pleasantly snowing. It's like exactly 32 degrees when it snows.
How do the Mormons keep it like that? I don't understand. They're very calculated.
A lot of praying.
Something about magical underpants.
Gold plates.
Right. In a hat.
There's a box that someone found.
There's a musical about it, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, I should check that out.
Hashtag Sketchfest 2016.
All right, that was your third.
That was your third.
Yeah, I can't say it anymore.
All right, I'll say it. Hashtag. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Oh, what?
I cut you off. You went to St. Louis for 5 years. Here, think about it for a moment. After this, 720 WGN, we're hanging out with the Dancing Pig. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are joined by State Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the CEO of ChildServe, where he's able to have a direct impact on people who are in jeopardy, who are in perils in many situations. And, you know, I think we're all in peril when we don't get enough laughs. See how I made the transition there, Senator? See what I did?
That was great.
Nice.
Smooth. Well, seamless, sure. Even. Did you like that?
Amazing.
Yeah, you didn't know how. You're like, why are you talking to me? The guys from Dancing
exactly.
Pig are in
I'm
the
like,
studio.
What am I going to say?
What's going to happen?
What am I
going to
say about the Dancing Pig?
The Dancing Pig. So, now, is a Dancing Pig the name of the group, or mm-hmm. is that the name of the show?
The group.
Yes. And what's the name of your show for Sketchfest?
This year, we're kind of just doing a really fun best of.
Mm-hmm. Best of?
We're not doing anything from one of our reviews or anything, just kind of picking and choosing stuff from several years ago.
Oh, all right. And so we all have about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Do you have, how do you decide the running order of the sketches?
Well, generally, we start the show with trying to trick the audience.
Yes. Interesting.
And
I'm
that
in.
Generally works out pretty well.
For a solid minute.
Yeah, and then they get it.
Yeah.
Because our audience is not dumb. And then it's just kind of breaking it up. So long sketch, short sketch, mm-hmm. and I mean, it's...
Just a quick blackout, a couple needle drops.
After doing it, what's a needle drop?
You know, when you've got the music behind the...
Okay.
Whole, yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, that's like old timey sort of the needle drop. These guys aren't even old enough to have used record players.
I knew it.
They're coming back.
They are kidding.
I have one.
I just bought one, my husband one for Christmas because we have just like a whole collection of albums that we don't listen to. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking. I was like, what albums? It's probably like Rush 2112. I can totally see.
My husband?
Yes.
You know, it's like a bunch of Neil Diamond. No, I'm kidding.
Is it really? No. You guys went to Lane, didn't
you? He went to Northwest. He went to Evanston and Northwestern.
Okay.
Evanston. ETHS.
Wow.
Yeah. Loyola Academy over in here.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, whatever. Where did you go to college?
Harvard. Well, I visited.
The tour?
Yeah, and then they said no.
No,
and then I went to U of I.
How are you?
Then
not...
I went to University of Illinois.
That's right, we both are alone.
Fighting Illini. Okay, wow, wow.
ILL.
INI.
Thank you.
Hail to the orange, hail to the blue.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't finish all that stuff. I probably should have. I don't remember that.
You don't?
I just know ILL.
You don't know Hail to the Orange, Hail to the Blue?
No.
Hail Alma Mater?
No.
Ever so true?
I probably should know. Do you guys know your alma mater songs?
Absolutely.
We say Ohio a lot.
Absolutely.
Ohio. Yeah. Oh, did you say Ohio.
That's about it.
Victor wakes up every morning. Yes.
I pledge and then goes to bed at Taps.
I wasn't even aware that Milliken had a football team until my first day of school.
Where is Milliken?
Decatur.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You told me earlier it was Decatur. I forgot already. Yeah. Where is it again?
Unless they moved it.
He's from Henry, Illinois.
Yeah. To your trailer park.
I feel like there's somebody famous from Decatur. Maybe it was maybe it's DeKalb. Isn't Dick Van Dyke from Illinois somewhere in that area? Look at you just got so scared. Him. Don't you know Dick Van Dyke and his brother Jerry Van Dyke?
No, there'd be a quiz.
That's right. The Bears before there were the Bears were the Decatur Staleys.
That's true. Yeah.
And Dick Van Dyke did not play for them.
No, he did not.
No.
He did not.
Too many pratfalls. Yes. Too many pratfalls.
He did do a lovely song and dance number for them.
Yes. Fantastic. He could. Do you guys sing in your sketch? Because like I've been noticing this with a lot of we were talking about this last night. I do not have any singing in mine. It seems like there's a lot of singing in sketch.
We've done songs before. Well,
I saw like a little. Do you have a ukulele, a guitar? Yeah, what did you bring with you? Were you going
to
perform?
I'm hoping not to open that up because
actually, that's probably not
appropriate for radio.
It's, just like you were saying when you changed the format of. The performance, it might not be fitting.
That's fine.
This is a show closer once everyone likes us.
Yeah.
Because then we can say whatever we want.
Isn't that interesting? You do have to gain their trust. Like you've taken them someplace. I find and that goes to the running order of how you So first you trick them, then you get their trust.
We do something a little bit more fun, right? That everybody sort of gets.
Once you get them on your side, you can get away with a lot more.
Then you do a groaner or something like that that you throw in a joke and at the end, everybody's like, oh, I was awful.
Is it a groaner in the sense that it's physically gross or
no?
We don't really do
just inappropriate. Emotionally.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a group that we can't say the name of the group on the air that does some physical stuff.
We know the group.
From Fudged, I believe we call them Fudged.
Yeah,
Fudged.
New York.
Good answer.
Yes, yeah. Fudged.
I love those guys.
Yes. Were you at the incubator last year?
Oh my God. The last 3 years.
I was like, that's not how you make tea.
That's a groaner, right?
That whole thing was a groaner.
2 years before, the year before that, they did a reverse race slave auction, which I thought was interesting. You're not even seeing the sketch of your groaner.
You know how you had a night in the town with your wife? I feel like you have to bring her to Sketchubator. I think you should come. This is a Sketchubator is for the performers performing for performers. Like it's kind of all bets are off. They do all this.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's horrifying.
I sit up in the balcony and I pass judgment the entire time. There's like this ledge area that I sit and go, interesting.
Here's some free beer and no rules. Enjoy.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. True story.
Absolutely.
What was it like the first time you guys participated in Sketchfest 5 years ago? Was it because it's such a big comedy camp, isn't it?
Well,
speaking of tricking the audience, we actually the sketch we did, we actually my character was late. We were pretending to be late anyway.
Oh gosh.
And we acted like we were going to do improv.
Which
and,
the director of the festival
was like,
did not know we were doing a sketch.
And he was sitting on the side. And
could hear him on the recording.
Posing?
Yeah.
You could hear him on the recording. We totally got him. He thought that we were going to do an improv set.
And gentlemen, under circumstances beyond our control, one of our members is running late, so we're just going to start the show with a little bit of improv. And you heard Posen go, what?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then he comes out, and then we had his face all painted up like he had gotten drunk the night before, and we just marker to
mouse. So we had an eye patch and a and
the sketch is just us messing with him. Mm-hmm.
Well, because people
pretty much my life. Actually.
Yeah. Well, because people do confuse sketch with improv. If you mm-hmm. want to go ahead and who wants to volunteer to explain what the difference is between
well,
good John.
Difference between improv and sketch is improv is all off the cuff, like take one suggestion at the beginning and you build a completely original one-time only show out mm-hmm. of it. Sketch is everything's pre-written, everyone knows exactly what their lines are, except for Josh. but there's really, there's a little wiggle room when it comes to sketch, but it's all written down and ready to go.
Right, there's sort of a plan yeah. in place mm-hmm. for and, this, then that, then that. And there exactly. might be some play area yeah. in between.
Yeah. Like we consider ourselves mostly scripted. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mostly scripted.
Yeah, there but will
nothing's
be...
on paper, though.
But no, and we use improv to... find sketches right. in themselves.
Sure.
So that, makes, a good idea that makes sense. Finding process.
It's sort of brainstorming to get to the fully formed idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Would that be your explanation of sketch and improv, sir?
Exactly what I was going to say.
He's an intuitive
John
man.
Stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So,
hashtag.
Hashtag. I'm hashtag sorry. Stole my thunder. Hashtag.
So you go to Stage 773. The Dancing Pig is performing.
I wanted to hear their skit. I wanted to hear a sketch.
Yeah, we can do one.
Do you want to do a sketch? All right, then we're going to take a break, and we will after the news. Yeah. I'm not going to take a break. I'm going to let you know. So after the news, you have a sketch. You wanted to take phone calls. I'm not sure how we would take phone calls for you.
Hold on. I'll go out of the room, and I'll call in.
I mean, we do have a sketch that's in a radio station, but it is not appropriate.
Not at all.
I like that they're going through, like, what's appropriate, what's appropriate, what's appropriate.
That's been the last few days since we
wait, they told us to bring material. Well, after the news, we will have a performance then from the Dancing Pig. Yeah. And Senator Gutowski joins us. He's going to hang out now. That. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by State Senator Dan Gutowski, telling stories about his colleagues down in Springfield off the air. I know, that sounds so, like, it sounds so shady,
it does sound shady. We went to church, and we used to light candles and pray for you.
I was at one of those beer parties they had in a parking lot with all kinds of, that was a big, well, I can say, well, there were pictures of that.
When you say beer parties, it sounds like you're someone's mom.
It was sponsored by.
You were at one of those beer parties.
They were doing, like, they were standing on their hands on the kegs. There were girls
listening
and
to that rock and roll music. It was crazy.
Out of control. I don't know what's happening. Let me take a phone call before we talk to, get a little performance from the Dancing Pig. Mike is on the line. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to say, I want to give a shout out to my friend Zig, who is with you from Henry, Illinois. I just wanted to say that Pio and his dad are hanging out, listening to you guys, and very excited about you guys' upcoming performances.
Well, then I'm glad.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm glad I didn't throw him out of the studio, because otherwise you wouldn't have had this opportunity
so
to say
close.
Congratulations. I know, so close to this moment not happening. Well, thank you, Mike from Henry, Illinois.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. See you Friday.
See you at home.
Are you going to the show, Mike?
Unfortunately, I can't.
Oh,
Wait, Mike. Giggity TV.
Oh, before we get this performance from the Dancing Pig, did you know that they were trying to contact you as well? Craig was trying to contact you, Senator. There was a surprise party for me on Sunday night at Knife and Tyne, and and Carissa is so apologetic that no one was able to contact you. I know.
Your state email doesn't work anymore, does it?
I'm not the one.
Yeah, I don't have any personal emails for Big Danny K.
Yes.
My cell phone?
They wanted to do an Evite. I don't know if you've heard of. They just sent it out via Evite.
What are those?
By the way, Carissa is going to be blushing right now so hard.
Sorry, I was at Amish camp.
Let me tell you something. This is what happened, Senator. Even my husband was not invited to my surprise party. They couldn't get a hold of my husband. Carissa, I'm so sorry, because now this is kind of funny to me. I walked into a rehearsal for Craig, here's I'm so sorry, Carissa, because it was such a great party and I loved who was there. But now when you find, like, I don't, like, they're telling me like some of the planning that went into it. I walked into Cupid's rehearsal and I saw Brandon Price and he was like, happy belated. And I was like, it wasn't my birthday. And he was like, what was that party for? And I said, it was for my sitcom. And then the whole cast of Cupid Players is there. And I'm like, apparently only Brandon was invited, but not the rest of Cupid. Only on his invitation, it said, please tell the rest of the group.
Brandon and Brian Posen were invited. And then they were supposed to invite everybody else.
And they, yeah.
I don't know why it all had to be Evite. That was, we couldn't call people.
Yeah, so yeah. Senator.
No calls.
Nobody.
It ought to be a law.
Yes.
That you can actually call and invite people.
I've never been the recipient of a surprise party, and it was really wonderful. I know.
Stop telling me about the people you know, aren't
it? It was.
Surprise, no, but like, happy friends are here.
No, your friends are here. Have some cake.
We've got way too much food.
No, I think my favorite thing was actually my husband not being invited because, but here's the thing, one of the guests that was in charge of inviting everybody, including my husband, actually had been in my home several times leading up to the party. So there were plenty of time. Like the day of, we went to go see Star Wars together.
The most dysfunctional surprise party I've ever heard of.
But I mean, like,
invitations were all by pigeon. by pigeon.
Go get a guest. Right. Yes. Isn't that Fox delivering the invitation?
That's Foxum. It's funny too because I guess the venue changed. The first venue was like 75 people. It could hold a whole bunch of people. And then because we weren't inviting people correctly, eventually we went to just the Knife and Time restaurant.
We're just going to be in the foyer.
Like in the foyer? There's like six people. Hey!
No, it was at Knife and Time. We took over Knife and Time to close that.
Congratulations. I hope it was a great party.
I know.
You deserve it.
When the sitcom goes, I'll rent out Knife and Time and we'll have a big party.
Tables for two. You, me, and Steve are going to go.
There were a lot of my great friends.
We're going to play Pictionary.
We will.
Three of us are going to play Pictionary.
We'll skywrite it. It'll be party for Patty, and then also Trump sucks. That's what they did at the Rose Bowl. Did you see at Pasadena? Like somebody wrote, like, yeah.
That's awesome. That's funny.
All right. Okay. So.
Back to the sketch.
Let's hear the sketch.
Funny.
The Dancing Pig is performing on Friday night at 11 p.m. on the Thrust stage at Stage 773. You can just go to stage773.com for information about tickets. And you're performing for us right now. You've put something together for air. I like
sure.
this. Right,
we'll, why not?
We'll be quiet. Here's the whistling? Dancing Pig.
We're on a boat.
Okay.
that's the lead. We're in. On a boat.
Thanks, bud.
There we go.
The falcon that flies by midnight soars higher than the gull.
Hello, First Thanksgiving!
Quiet! It is a secret meeting!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It is a secret meeting that you are a part of.
Oh, that's fun. It's an all skate.
Now, we are here to discuss the mutiny.
Mutiny!
Quiet! It is a secret mutiny! It's a secret mutiny that you are a part of.
I'm still on board.
Now, the key to a successful mutiny is a set list of demands. Mm. Now, we would like better.
I want to go home.
And how do we get there?
Set sail, boys. Stop them.
No. Come back here. The meeting is not over.
But when people yell, we're supposed to do stuff.
What was the fancy word we used for getting there?
Navigation.
Yes. So we would like better.
Navigation.
Yes. And we would like more.
Yes.
We would like more.
Right. I remembered. So I'm in charge of doing all of the sanding of the floors on the boat. And there's a lot of floor
mostly
on
floors.
A boat. It's mostly floor and ceiling and sky. Yeah. So I was hoping to do much less of that. And then maybe I could, like, do some Pilates with the boys, or maybe hot yoga if it's a nice
especially
day.
Up in the crow's nest, yeah.
And what would you need more of in order to do that?
Recreation.
Yes.
Ha!
So we would like better.
Navigation.
More.
Recreation.
And better.
Tacos.
Which is in relation to
Taco Tuesdays.
What was the fancy word we used for tacos?
Oh, the meat holder.
Say it with me.
Yeah.
Rations.
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 That's right.
So, now that we have our set list of demands, we are going to take them.
Yes.
We are going to bring them to the captain.
Right.
And if he does not agree to them, then we will put him to death.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
What? Why not?
We can't do that today.
Why can we not do this today? We've been planning this for weeks.
It's the captain's birthday today.
I don't care if it's the captain's birthday.
We made him a cake.
Yeah. With our rations.
You made the captain. We are mutinying against... a cake.
Buttercream. Yes.
With coconut.
Wait, I've got an idea. What if we ask the captain to mutiny with
us? It'd be like a theme party. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Yes! Yeah. No! That goes against the very definition of the word mutiny!
Right.
Please tell me we do not have to review the definition of the word mutiny.
No.
Fine, then. You, definition of the word mutiny. Recite for the group.
When, a chair has some curved pieces of wood
underneath
it.
No, that's not.
Rocks.
No, I don't know what you're describing. Mutiny. Describe what a mutiny is, please.
It's like when the doctor says you're going to feel a little sting and he puts a swab inside.
No. God, no.
Thank God, I thought I had mutiny.
Gross. I'm afraid to ask...
Well, mutiny is when a baby bird falls out of its nest.
No!
And you touch it. And
no!
And the mother's like, well, I'm not taking that.
Stop talking!
Bird.
That's
not my
That's
baby
not
bird
mutiny!
Anymore, so.
I thought he was onto something.
I will review. Mutiny. Noun/verb. The action of taking leadership from a tyrannical captain, thereby taking and putting that leadership into the hands of the crew, in which most cases the captain is put to death. The definition of the word mutiny, please recite.
Mutiny, noun/verb. The action of having a captain with a hat on,
a chair
and
with
nobody will let you
it,
play
it
with the boat, and then
you
button stop 17. And
sometimes birds do it too.
And then with mutiny and justice for all.
Close enough. All right. And to review one more time, we would like better.
Navigation.
More.
Recreation.
And better.
Tacos.
Try again.
Rations.
There we go. Here we are.
Happy birthday
what? No.
To
no.
you.
No!
That's it.
Excellent. That's the Dancing Pig. Yeah. They're performing on Friday night. They'll be on the Thrust stage at 11 p.m. You can go to stage773.com for more information. What gesture are you giving him?
Hashtag
Sketchfest 2016. Yes, hashtag Sketchfest.
That's five
2016.
Now.
Yeah. Do them all. You can follow Stage 773 on Twitter too at Stage 773 for all of their events. I love that space. I think it's a wonderful theater. And Brian Posen has really created a masterpiece, both in the Sketchfest and the venue and all the performers that go
so
there.
Much fun.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot of
it's,
fun.
It's
and they're always very, very accommodating. Everybody over there. Is
yeah, the atmosphere is amazing. Everybody's excited.
Except he didn't invite anybody to my surprise party. So that's
not even strangers.
We all know about Sketchfest though.
We do. That's the thing. They're all very busy. It is. It's 2 weeks. There are over 100 and I think, do you guys know the numbers? It's
like 180.
They list it off every time.
I know. And then I always forget the numbers. The world's largest sketch comedy festival, January 7th through the 17th. And let's see. Let's find out more about the shows, the festivals. I have to find out. Let's see. I'm sure I'm trying to click through the website. There's 165 groups, 186 shows over 8 days. I mean, it sounds like it's over 2 weeks, but mm-hmm. it's 4 days and then 4 days, which gives you eight.
Yeah.
See how I did? See how I did that?
I was
be tracking
right there. With
numbers scare me like spiders. I'll trust you.
Well, you're afraid of spiders now too.
Numbers scare me like spiders.
What are you doing that for?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Is there?
Send them your demo reel. Jeez.
Now, do you to support your do you have day jobs or are you able to? Are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like painfully like yeah. I have to go.
Call them day jobs.
Yeah. You have a job. What are the job? I mean, yes, I guess it's other supplement to improv and sketch or sketch.
I'm just a server.
Just a server.
The day job.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
I deliver food to tables. Nobody likes me.
I live the dream one meatball at a time.
Can I ask where you're serving?
I serve at Maggiano's.
Oh, I love Maggiano's. That is one big meatball at a time. That's ginormous. Right. Just a big
bigger than a Big Mac.
Big honking meatball.
Yep. You're gonna love when you get a full circle down to the and yeah. Go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
What do you do? What's
I have a BFA in theater, which is why I'm a bartender.
And where do you sling drinks?
Smith & Wolensky.
Oh, very nice. Ooh, it's very fancy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have made the same. I'll make the same noise all the way around. Ooh.
Machiados.
Just whistling.
John's like, you're not.
You're not going to make that noise for me.
Fuddruckers. Ooh, Fuddruckers. I love
he's
that.
So not, even.
Not even. You can put as much cheese as you want on the burger.
They don't care nothing.
You really want to have a job at Fuddruckers now. I do lead generation for a company called 60 Global. They're a IT firm that.
What are lead?
I do cold calling. I call businesses and trying to generate leads for our salespeople to come in. And
do you have to write like dossiers for your salespeople?
More
like,
or less, yeah.
So I used to do this. See, yeah. I got you.
Yeah,
you didn't say,
but you didn't make the noise.
I did. Ooh.
Oh, yay.
No, I used to like sometimes to get past receptionists or to get to the person I wanted to talk to. Mm-hmm. I would use accents. I would go through and like in their company, like their you know if they had like a collection of all the information like around the, if they had offices in other cities, I would pretend to be somebody from another office.
Oh gosh!
So I could get through to the person. You don't know who this is, call, you know? And I like sort of yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Exactly. Exactly. I would do that.
Put me through.
Scare receptionists. And Josh?
Oh, I manage a restaurant.
Which one?
I manage Mashi.
Who's
boss,
your employee?
Victor's come on. Boss. No, I really
work,
do.
Do you work together?
Yeah,
we do.
Oh, that's awkward.
Not so much together as for
did you hire him?
One another.
No, I was actually a server when he got hired, and then I came up the ranks a little bit.
That's
and,
annoying.
Yeah, it's super.
That's kind of annoying, Victor, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh,
Victor
it's awesome along. For me and John.
Yeah.
Victor doesn't want that.
He doesn't want
he
it.
He sees my pain. He doesn't want it.
I'm just happy to have a job.
No, it's
oh man,
it's actually a lot of fun. I love that place.
Yeah, it's great.
Which may I ask which one?
The one down here on Clark and Grand.
Excellent. We'll have to go find you. We'll have some dinner.
Come on in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I love the chopped salad.
You, Steve. Party.
My surprise party.
Surprise. Happy birthday.
We got 12 people.
Way to go.
Some of them know you.
To fit all events. So when only 12 show up, we can move you to a different room.
Oh, nice. Right.
Well, we had a room for 75.
Oh, that's. I think that's one of my favorite things. I did not know that part, Craig. That's
really good.
That's a very. No, I love. I do enjoy my.
Do you ever do that when, John, when you call someone that said, well, they can't come to the phone right now. It's like, or they're on the phone. It's like, that's okay. I'll hold.
Oh, man. You guys are so much better at my job than I am. I just go, okay, and hang up
oh,
and
come on.
Move on.
Right back to Facebook.
That's okay. I'll hold.
I'm waiting for my ship to come in.
People are shocked when they do that.
It's yeah, like, that's okay. I'll hold.
I got nothing going on. No, that's okay.
It's all right.
I'll hold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just keep on as long. And then they get, oh, you slut? Yeah. Still
yeah,
waiting.
Is he there yet?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's better at this than me. How did I get this job?
You must have had a lot of cheese.
Yeah. No, how long have you been doing this leads job?
Oh, I've been doing that for about 6 months.
Six. Yeah. You haven't gotten bored enough to find new ways to do it yet. That's why.
Yeah. At this point, I can't do that because I'm the only guy doing the job.
Then you can.
It's like a small company. It's only like 100 people.
I know. We're just teasing.
I know.
He's real sensitive.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks
it's the Dancing Pig. I'll be performing this Saturday night. This Friday night. I apologize. Friday night at 11 p.m. at the Thrust Stage. And I look forward to seeing you guys. I'll be there. Senator, can you come hang out during Sketchfest? I think you should.
Free ticket.
Free ticket.
We know you're up at midnight.
I'm with your buddy from Henry, Illinois. We can't make it.
He's not using his ticket, so you can have it.
Yeah, you and Mike. You and Mike are gonna...
Mike and I are hanging. It's our night. Got something going on.
On that
Friday
note,
night.
We're after this hashtag right. Sketchfest 2016.
Yay! Thank you.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And they were a lot of fun. The Dancing Pig.
Oh, they were very funny. Fun. Yes. Very talented.
It's funny because I never know what to expect. And Brian Posen always sends the great groups that are performing. And they're all wonderful performers. Doing radio is different. It's not easy to do one of your sketches on the air. And that was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it translated very well to the listeners.
I think so.
Just They're very gifted. Yeah, it's really cool.
And you mentioned that you're planning on going, not this, one of these days you're going to the theater. I won't tell people when you're going because then it's weird to tell people where you'll be and what time.
It is kind of strange.
Yeah, I just realized I was about to say that. And,
I'll be at Starbucks tomorrow at 9:30.
Oh, really? Okay. It's going to be a surprise party for you.
It's a surprise party for me, for Patty, and all the customers there. We're all greeting you.
Yeah, do you have any kind of street addresses for people that we can invite to that? We're going to send out letters in the mail,
yeah,
I think.
Can we do that? Do you have, did you make any resolutions for 2016?
I did.
What was that? Do you tell us that either, if you don't want to. You seem a little concerned that I was exposing that.
No, I one of my resolutions was to write more.
Me too. Every day I take 10 minutes. I'm doing the Eric Zorn is the commit to do 10 minutes a day of something. So mine is writing for 10 minutes a day on a specific project. So it's the same project every single day to complete a goal, which is to finish a book. So there. Yeah, more writing. Are you carving out time every day?
Yeah, I've been doing it. I won't say every day. I did
10 minutes a day.
Minutes.
You got 10 minutes. Right now, go in the green room and write right now.
I should.
Yeah, just go. I'm not kidding. Just get out.
I'm inspired.
Go write for 10 minutes. Go sit in my office.
Okay. You're a really good life coach.
I'll give you a just do it. You got 10
just
minutes.
Do it. Stop.
Here's a pen and paper. Get out.
God.
Too much. You've been working out a lot.
I can't believe you didn't survive in the military. That's what I'm shocked by.
Craig, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this,
but
I got a phone call today asking me if I had any interest in possibly doing a boot camp, like a real like military boot camp.
Oh, wow.
The Unbeatable Mind.
I did the FBI's Citizens Academy, and that was really,
really
cool. And we did the firing range and everything, the target practice.
We're still supposed to do sword training, if you remember.
Yes, we are supposed to do. Yeah, what happened there?
You can, whenever you want. They're all. I think you and Amy Guth were supposed to fight with swords.
Yes.
Wow.
You want to do? Maybe. The
yeah. Do you want to get in on that?
My reaction to that was kind of inappropriate.
Wow.
Wow. I apologize.
Well, and then the question is it like a fencing sword, like one of those, like you know, like the
no, it's like a lightsaber.
That would be amazing.
What kind of sword? Yeah. You mean like a medieval sword?
Yeah, they're heavy. Yeah. Like those are like...
Like an Excalibur sort of sword. Yeah.
No, you are exactly correct. It is a medieval sword. The place that does it, it's a workout. It's part of their workout, kind of their quirky stuff. It's a medieval sword.
What do they call it? A scimitar? Is that what it's called? What's the word?
I feel like that's correct. Yeah. Look at State Senator Katowski.
I'm just, you know, it's the word of the day.
It's a word of the day.
Word of the day.
What is it? Scimitar?
Scimitar. I think that's the word.
We're just questioning ourselves. Do we find out what was going on with the barricade situation, Esmeralda? Do we? Okay.
She's not listening to the show.
He's not.
Wait a minute. Let me watch this for a second. She's not. That's why.
We're right here.
Hey, Esmeralda. Hey, Esmeralda. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
That's traffic.
Stop making fun of me. What's going on?
What?
Yes.
We're just saying what a good job you're doing tonight.
Yes.
What did you think of the last segment?
It was good.
Thank you.
I'm doing work up here. You realize news doesn't write itself.
I know. So what was the barricade situation at Ohio and Holman?
We're still watching that. We are seeing delays, though.
Oh, dear.
So we know it's still there. Mm-hmm. It's still going on.
So
we will let you know when...
I do know that Landscape Concepts Management is taking over the outside of our building, that they're taking down all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I
had to get clearance. Traffic delays?
I had to get clearance because they were dropping little pieces of evergreens.
Take a little souvenir home with you, parts of our Christmas decorations.
Yeah, I can't think of the word. They had the person, I don't know, what's that device where you get up in the...
The cherry picker?
Thank you,
You're
cherry
welcome.
Picker. Mm-hmm. They had the cherry picker up there, and I was like, all right, you can go through.
We should probably show you how to get in downstairs.
I would think I don't know.
Is there,
if
you
think
way
we're ready, are we ready for that?
You can go to the security, and then they'll call me, and then I'll
oh, yeah, no, don't
if you that. Think we're ready, I mean...
No, we're not.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
We would at least like
been
a personal email.
Yeah. At least,
shared a lot.
Yeah. At least have it. Could you send him your email?
I mean, at least
address?
I've shared a lot. What's that?
He needs your email.
I just
address.
Need to get your email at some point.
Email or my
any
phone?
Any future parties.
Craig couldn't say, you know, I call the guy who used to call me once a week.
I know.
I have his number.
I have his number.
That was, they were not interested in that.
I do think my favorite's probably my husband.
Yeah.
I think that's probably
unbelievable.
Steve.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite.
And it's, so, what did, you know, what happened? Like when you went, oh my God, honey, like, there was a great party for me tonight.
They kept, I know, it was like I had bags of like gifts and stuff and I came in, it was, because it had been presented to me as the holiday party for the restaurant.
Right.
And I was invited, you know, they were inviting me to come along and I was like, oh, that's great. And they said it was going to be in a party space next door. They were, and I almost like was like, oh, I'll just get there whenever.
Right.
I know. I feel so bad for Carissa because I keep laughing because I was telling my writing partner about this. She's like, oh my God, that's an episode.
That is an episode. That's a great episode, right? You can only come if you get the Evite. See, that's the thing. Like, there's something that's happening, mm-hmm. and some of it's good, some of it's not so good. But with technology, people are like, well, if you call someone up and they text you back and they're like, hey, what's up? I called you.
Right.
That's what's up.
That's what's
Call me back.
Well, we had this, I posted a meme on Facebook. I was surprised at the reaction that I got. And it says, it's because people will often type back like K instead of okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know why that bugs me. Do you have, you know what? Can you stay for one more segment? Just one more. I promise.
How much longer will it be here?
Just till 1:15.
All right, I'll stay.
All right, that's how I want to talk to you about this. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGN Radio.
I mean, I'll stay.
Please. You know what? And call us. Do you have irrational things that you know you shouldn't be bothered by and yet it bothers you? I'll tell you mine. 312-981-7200. Tell me yours. Just an irrational peeve that you have, whether it's social media, whether it's texting. I have a visual thing that I can't stand, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by State Senator Dan Katowski. We were talking about New Year's resolutions, and then we started talking a little bit about things that you have, and there were irrational dislikes. Like, you know that it shouldn't be that big of a deal to you, but every time you see it, it just makes you go, oh, I can't, I just... So, Craig, here's something I don't think I've ever said on the air, and I realized when I was at Disney World, I wanted to mention it and ask people if they have a similar... It doesn't have to be this, but what's yours? Something that you see and you go, I hate when people do that, or I hate when that happens. I don't know why, but I hate when people throw money, presumably as a wish, into any sort of body of water. Whatever, because I noticed it when we were at, it's a Small World ride. It's like a boat ride. And you can kind of see like in the water behind it, there's like all these coins in there. So people just standing in line are standing just throwing money in the water. I guess they're making wishes. I don't. Are they throwing people that were passengers on the boat? Were they throwing money at them? I don't. But
they're trying to hit them.
But everywhere I go, there are fountains just filled with water. Water. Well, yes, I hope they're filled with water. But then with coins, maybe just the water out, people would stop.
The waterless fountains are the worst.
They're the worst. They throw money into them. I mean, like, the same people who probably wouldn't give someone on the street any money is throwing money into water. So should we have like?
It's a better use of the money.
Yeah, just throwing it in the water. I don't know why it bugs me. Like, it shouldn't be. But every time I see it, I'm like, why do they do that?
Did something happen? Have you ever said anything to anybody when they were doing it? Or have you ever groaned audibly?
I've never seen anybody do it. I bet you if I saw someone do it, I'm like, what are you doing?
Does it matter what amount of money? If it's like a penny, does that make it different for you? Or?
Yeah, well, I guess pennies seem disposable, but I'll see like nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Quarters.
In every, it's just, I don't know why it bothers me. It makes me crazy. And the reason we started talking about this was that I have a lot of friends when they text me. I don't know why it bothers me when they just text back with K instead of okay. Or it's just, I mean, one more letter. Why? Because K seems awfully dismissive. K. So, yes, Craig, do you write K? You don't write K.
No. From the 312, when a single person at a restaurant takes an entire booth to themselves.
You know what? And I agree. And I try to be thoughtful. I'll ask the wait staff, do you mind if I don't want to take up a four top or a bigger table, but I do like booths. They're just so much more comfortable.
See, I went to a party for you last week. And I was the only one in the booth.
Yes.
And nobody showed. So, another party.
Are all the booths busy?
Right. If the restaurant's busy, and so obviously
that's weird.
It is weird. But if it's a light afternoon, perhaps, or whatever.
Yeah.
I took a whole booth at Bar Louie the other night. I went to go do some writing.
There should be no problem.
I was at a restaurant, and I'm not a big fan when they have the tables for two right next to the tables for two.
Yeah, like you're supposed to be like somehow.
Like giving the illusion of separation, although you're super close to them.
Yes.
You know, and you can't really
communal.
Have a private.
It feels very communal.
Yeah, I would rather, be in a booth then.
Right.
But, that's a... Yeah. And I asked for a booth then, well, because I had, you know, Anne with me.
I like booths.
Yeah, they're cushier.
I also don't like it when the last table for two is right next to the bathroom door or right next to
completely.
The door.
Yeah. The bathroom or where the food is coming out from
swinging doors.
The kitchen.
Yeah, it just feels like you're one step away from washing the dishes.
Exactly.
It does.
Or getting hit in the head.
Yes.
So you all probably should have got there earlier.
That's true.
Okay, whatever.
Save your judgment.
Patty, you and I have mentioned before that we don't like when people chew loudly.
People smack loudly.
Yeah, pop their gum.
I also realize that I don't like visually noticing someone is chewing with their mouth open, even if I'm not in the range to hear it.
Wow.
It still annoys me if I see it and then think about it.
So what about gum? Does gum count?
Gum and potato chips are the two worst things people can eat around me.
How about when you're at the movie theater and someone's like eating something that's super loud?
Yeah, directly behind me.
And they're smacking.
How about when you're trying, have you ever tried opening something in the movie theater and it's like exponentially louder than it really should be?
Yeah, I try and cough through it.
The crinkly paper, the plastic.
Well, the stuff you're opening, you probably smuggled in. I'm always afraid that they're going to immediately know that I have like rogue food in there and they're going to get me.
Oh boy.
You know, I did bring in a
Senator,
LaCroix
watch
the other
yourself.
Day. I did. A LaCroix. Yeah. Well, it's so expensive. The drinks are so expensive in the theater, like $5. What?
Do you bring your own popcorn?
Yes,
I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah, because it's expensive. I'm with you.
I've brought Subway sandwiches.
Did you bring a Subway sandwich?
That's amazing.
I just bring snacks.
I have a purse.
Was it a footlong?
I've brought footlongs.
That's great.
Is that a $5 footlong?
My father...
How big my purse is. I just love everything.
It's intense what just happened over there.
My sister-in-law used to bring...
Is there a footlong in there now?
My sister-in-law used to bring her mini dog in her purse to the theater.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
I would have told on your sister. Yes.
You would have told on me. It's my sister-in-law.
Okay. That's another pet peeve that I have.
What?
People who bring their dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, your dog doesn't belong everywhere.
Right.
Your dog doesn't.
You got to ask. Like, we just got a dog, and I ask whenever it's like, well, you know, but in.
Do people get mad at you? Do you get mad when people say no to you?
No.
No.
Because, like, you know, he's been trained.
Your dog doesn't have to go everywhere.
No.
No.
Not
the movies. I'm
always surprised. Like, all of a sudden you go, and it's like that scene from Christmas Story. The dog's running around, and he's eating the turkey. You're like, why is the dog underneath the table? That's the biggest fear. I was like, our dog will never be underneath the table, will not be begging for scraps of food.
No? How do you train that out of a dog? Because you never, if they never get food from the table, they never beg under the table.
No, he's Kino, that's our dog.
Kino.
It's like
a gambler, are you?
Not really. Just with the dog. That's about the extent of it.
Is there any allergy issues with that? I would think someone would complain about it.
Yes,
with the name.
Take note.
What
I'm allergic to your dog's name.
What is your dog's name?
But you think if you're in a place and there's dogs, I'd be like, no, they need to leave.
People taking their dog everywhere.
My sister had a little bit of my brother had this dog, and he said, you can bring the dog over it was for my mom's birthday. So there's two dogs, and my sister has developed this allergy to dogs.
Oh.
And she was like, she had to go in the other room, and she was like, I can't breathe. And so I was like, all right, I'll bring my dog home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought my dog home, and you know,
right, problem solved.
But it was only like a couple miles away. So if there's an allergy issue, I would just want you to know. It's a quick response on my part to, because I
just think of those people who saunter their dogs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those saunterers,
We had
big saunterers. The big problem with the saunterers in the city.
When Declan was younger, we do these family vacations with and by family I mean Steve's family, and yes, they're my family now. I know that, but there's some I could keep a distance from. I have five sisters-in-law, and they do this summer vacation every other year. We went to Cambridge, Maryland, and Declan is really allergic to dogs. So we're like, his eyes swell shut, he gets hives, he breaks out. Yeah, it's intense. And we kept telling them, like, please, you know, it's if there's any way for you to, if you do bring your dogs, please limit the space that they're in this big house that we're sharing. And Declan, we had a mattress that Declan would, like, he would be up at night, like, right this week his sleep pattern is off. I get home from here at 3, Declan is still up, so I end up staying up until when he goes to school at 8 a.m. And that happens every once in a while. You can't convince Declan, because of his disability, that it's, you know, he just, it's just, it, to him, it's like, hey, it's time to get up and explore again. especially in a new place. So we had a mattress upstairs in our bedroom for him, but sometimes he would nap during the day, so we had a mattress downstairs that he would take a nap on. And I come down there, and the dog is sleeping on Declan's mattress. And I was like, that's no longer a usable space for my son.
Yes, right, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I can wash everything, but I mean, like, now when I turn around, are you going to have your dog napping on? I mean, I know that.
I don't know how people contain the house sharing in the first place.
Do you need me to come over to these things and just yell at your family members? I'll do that.
I have a niece named Carrie who will, she turned on her heel the first time. We had talked about the way one of my sisters-in-law would talk to me. Let's call her Trisha because that's her name. And because Trisha always has to remind me that I'm Mexican in case I forget. Like, she does. And I let it go the first couple times.
Wait a second. Yes. You're Mexican?
I know. It's so surprising.
No, it's just...
When I met her, I think I've told you this story.
Illuminating.
The first time I met her, she goes, hi, it's so great to meet you. I understand that you're Mexican. So tell me, do you feel like a Mexican?
What?
Yes, she said that. Yes. You can ask my husband. Steve will vouch for that.
It's come to my attention that you may be Mexican.
Yes. She was fascinated.
Did you describe the feeling?
I said, when I burp, I taste a taco. And,
did you say that? I did.
I had never been. It had never been presented to me in a way that... Basically, she was saying, you are dating my brother. I'm not sure how to deal with the fact that my brother's dating a Mexican. But she didn't have a filter.
You should have walked around with a sombrero.
You've got to get Esmeralda to start yelling at people.
I'm telling you, I will go over there and yell at all of them.
That's a service you could really market.
I know. I would like to do that. Well, and then Trisha would just be like, well, of course she does it for money. She insults for money.
Shirley?
No, I'm just kidding.
By the way, from the 847.
I get extra for you, lady.
That's right.
From the 847, two things they dislike is when they see anyone littering. That's
yes.
That makes them very mad.
But that's not an irrational. I think that is absolutely right. We should all hate it when someone litters. Like the chewing thing, we don't all notice that.
Cigarette butts on the ground.
Awful. Bad people. You're a bad person.
Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
Right?
Magic. It dissolves.
People don't recycle.
Yes.
You go to their house and they haven't split up the bags.
Mm-hmm.
I'm maniacal about recycling.
We have these things. And what was the other one from the texter?
Yeah, no, also from the same texter. Whenever anyone says, so what had happened was... They really dislike that.
What happened was.
Because it's just all you need is the what happened. Here's what happened.
Yeah, because had implies something had happened prior to that.
had happened. I have something that drives everybody crazy lately.
What?
There was somebody turning in front of me and in traffic, and they started to turn, and they had the right of way. There was no cross traffic, and they were about to turn, and they changed their mind in mid turn, and I was about to follow suit, and I was like, oh my god, turn or don't turn, but don't not turn. And everyone, my husband and my son, were like, "That I don't," because they'd committed to the turn and then they weren't turning. So they were turning, but they were not turning. So turn, but don't.
They were stopping you from turning because they weren't turning when they should have been turning.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't turn.
That's like a, what is that? Like a,
exactly.
What do they call that? That's like a verbal test.
It's gymnastics.
Right? That's like a Zen cone is what it is. I feel like when I was in California, I went to this just to visit to check it out. So it was the Zen Retreat Center, and I was walking around just to check out what it was like. And I came upon this group of these three guys, and they all had shovels, and they were doing some work. And I said,
"That's not intensive."
Yeah, it's really. I was like, I said, "I think I made a wrong turn."
Yeah.
And they looked at me, and they said, "Maybe you made a right turn."
No.
Yes. And I was like, no, I made a wrong turn.
I definitely made a wrong turn.
I'm out of here. You keep your shovels.
Keep your shovels.
Yeah, it was
Do you meditate? Like, you were asking me earlier if I meditate.
I try to. The guy, Dan Harris, wrote the book 10% Happier. It is stressful because I'm trying to quiet that maniacal voice in my head, and he's just so dominant.
I don't know if you guys know this. That shouldn't be stressful.
Meditation it's not. But I'm like, stop it.
I know.
Stop trying to be quiet.
You're supposed to, when you meditate, like if a thought pops into your head, like people have different schools of thought on this. Like if you have a thought pops into your head, you're supposed to go, oh, there's a thought, and I'm going to let it go now. There's a thought. But other people think that you should chew on it a little bit and see why that popped into your mind and deal with it. But then you're not meditating. You've got that thing that's...
I just have too many obsessive grudges that I'm holding on to for all these. You have to let them go. It's hard to.
Yes.
But the Dan Harris has a good one because it's real simple, the meditation practice that he's put together. Because he wrote that book, 10% Happier. It's a really cool book. He was the guy who had a panic attack on the air on ABC. I think it was part of Nightline and Good Morning America. Really cool book.
Right.
And but it's just the basic thing. You're supposed to like begin again. You breathe in, breathe out. And if your mind, it's like, okay, I'm going to begin again. And each time you begin again, it's, you know, it's pretty easy. And I've done this for like years ago. I was actually better at it because I spent more time doing visualization and it really does help.
I know. Some people say that, but like carving out time, how much time do you spend or do you aspire to for meditation?
Well, it takes a long time to put on the white garb and everything. But
the
after the robe, it takes a long time to put on my robe and then to shine my head with the oils. But he said start out with 5 minutes a day.
5 minutes?
Five, then you can do 5 minutes. Craig, just like you said, you can write for
10 minutes.
Minutes,
yeah. Go write.
I'm going to go write and meditate.
Yeah, go
do you
write.
Meditate, Craig?
No, but I hear that it's good for you.
How about we all agree to do it together?
Right now? This is good radio. It's just such good radio.
Meditate with us, listeners.
Everyone meditate right now.
By the way, a quick one from the 214. I don't like it when I can hear people take big gasps of breath in between like singing or sentences.
I know what he's talking
about. Sorry. You know what's funny? When I do a live read, I notice it, and I don't know what to do about it because I want to turn away from the mic. And it's a timing thing, but yeah, it's hard. Some of these are really long reads.
And you do have to breathe. That is something you have to keep doing.
You know, I don't know if you remember that lady, Brenda Vaccaro, when she was on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she had...
I make him one of my listeners absolutely bounce off the walls.
What? That?
Yeah, sorry. I had to say that.
I don't know. I'm dating my reference there.
Esmeralda, do you have a pet peeve that feels like it's irrational?
She sounds like she has a lot.
They're all rational. I don't like when people hold their forks and knives like cavemen.
Ooh.
Like, you know when people just grab them? Like, they make a fist and then they stab the food in their... I hate that.
Yeah, I'm with you. See, there's a lot of pet
I was peeves. I knew a guy. I was on a date and I was just like watching him. I'm like, oh.
You like have to go to the bathroom, and you never came back.
I just kept. It was hypnotic to like watch him, but I was just so disgusted.
Yeah,
by
see?
Him doing that. I'm sure that's not very nice.
I'm with you. It bothers you. We have a couple callers on the line.
You're in a safe place.
Go to a safe place. Go to a safe place.
No, you're in a safe place.
No, go to a safe place.
Go to a safe. Place. Go and you are.
Go to a safe
You
place.
Are there.
We are taking your calls and your texts at 312-981-7200. Pet peeves that you have that seem to be unique to you. I don't think anyone notices when other people throw money into water. It bothers me. Just like it's not, you're not going to get a wish.
If there was like video of you tackling someone in Disney World.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by State Senator Dan Katowski. About to let him go because we've kept him late enough. Way past your bedtime, sir.
And It is.
It's way past your bedtime. We are taking people's pet peeve calls. And we have Trucker Allen who's on the line who wants to tell us what bugs him. Hey, Trucker Allen, what bugs you?
How are you doing, Patty? First of all, it's great to hear Senator tonight. Great show.
Thank you.
I really hate when people can't pick up their feet and drag their heels and shuffle.
Oh.
Especially since most of these people are under the age of 20.
Yep. You know that I'm like, I walk fast, I talk fast. If you're you know, on the sidewalk, people just like, they have no sense of urgency as though they have nowhere to be. They're all.
Well, it's not even sense of urgency. It seems like these kids, like, it's too hard to pick up their foot all the way. It's like. Really? Yeah,
shuffling.
You're only 19 years old.
So specifically, it's the shuffling. I'm with you on that, too. It's all the...
And I agree with every other one you had tonight, too, by the way. Especially K.
The K. K. K.
Since everyone's phone has a keyboard now, it's not that hard.
Yeah, and what's MK mean? Esmeralda, do you know what's MK?
MK.
Yeah, a lot of people...
It means you just... ate something good, and then you said, okay.
Good friend of the show, Charles Turk, often texts me back with K. So I saw this meme, and I loved it. I hate when people only reply with K. Well, potassium to you too, bastard.
Is that what he said?
that's the Facebook meme.
That's great.
I really love that a lot. So a lot of people responded with, you know, or they get things like you know, they say the letter U, that kind of stuff. So
they don't like that.
Yeah, you. Anyway, thank you, Trucker Alan. Make sure that people in your life pick up their feet and stop texting back K.
Have a great night, Teddy.
Thank you. Have a great night. Yeah, I don't know why they're. It's funny though. Like pet. Well, that's why they call them pet peeves. I guess it's just like it just. It's.
Well, here's a big pet peeve.
Big.
Big.
Is that
people,
when does
like,
it cross
pick up
from
their
peeve?
Phones? Like it's just like people get on their phones and they I want to hear their business when they're in a public place. They could be at a doctor's office and you're waiting. They get the phone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a doctor's office. Yeah, I can't talk. Yeah. Charlie's got a cold. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, my God. Really? That happened?
Right.
Oh, no. And I'm like,
step outside. Step outside.
What about the people who don't answer the phone but let their ringtone just go and they don't even acknowledge that it's ringing?
That it's ringing. Mm-hmm.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, how about when you're somewhere shopping and the cashier or the person that's supposed to be helping you like takes a phone call and then like all of a sudden you're no longer there? You know, like but I'm here. They're wherever they are. I'm actually physically in your place of business.
Yes, that's a major one.
Yeah,
because you've actually taken the time. It's like, oh, I'm sorry,
someone's calling.
Yeah, and they won't even put the person on hold. It's like, well, I'm with the customer, and
I'm actually in the process of purchasing something. Yeah. But now you know what? Not.
It's anything like that. Actually, when the person gets busy, who mm-hmm. you're about to be next in line for,
yes.
they refuse to make eye contact with you when
yeah.
they're busy.
Yes.
But they're not. What are you doing yeah. right now? I'm
See,
standing here.
Do you remember when? Blockbuster, it was a big thing when they used to say, they said hello when you walked in. I love that they said hello. Hi.
Right. Do you know
and
why?
I was like, hi. And then they stopped saying hello and it killed it for me.
Well, I think people figured out, you know, one of the reasons, you wanted a Blockbuster because they were losing stock money.
No, but they used to be so friendly and then they stopped saying hello. And that
I don't
was
like when people talk to me.
Come on.
No.
I don't get that.
Okay, so to Esmeralda.
Like
it bothers me to say hello. I'm like, oh, hi.
One of the reasons retailers that I was told when I used to work in retail, one of the reasons that you say hello if people come in is to let them know that we've seen you enter the store, so don't try anything. Like,
really?
Like shoplifters and things like that.
You think that's what they thought about me? Hi.
Yeah, you look
hi. What are you doing?
Hi.
He's going to
steal
you. All the
yeah,
steal all the snow caps.
Politicians here. Watch out.
That's right.
We had Dan Gorog call in. He couldn't stay on hold. He said he hates it when people use a lot of coupons during their checkout at the checkout lane and it creates a long line.
Oh, yeah. Wait, in the Express?
In any of them. He just doesn't like
a large
amount of coupons.
Oh, come on. He's trying to save some money.
I actually don't like using the self-checkouts anymore. It's too stressful. It makes me want to like take things because
I feel
like
really guilty when I do that. I feel like I'm
someone's
out of work.
Yeah,
I do.
It's gotta have an impact, obviously.
Yeah,
and then someone has to come over and like check my driver's license for alcohol.
Yeah,
or they
still gotta ask somebody what it costs.
Yeah.
Like, it won't work, right?
Now, what about when people don't? When there's the
barcode
lines
doesn't work.
Yeah.
What about when they make the lines, but then so one keeps going and then the other's shorter, but no one consolidates a line,
right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like you
no.
stand
no,
at the start
madness.
Of all the lines, and then you shoot off to
Amen.
Whichever one is yeah. the next.
I know exactly what you're
right.
saying.
Q, yes.
When there's four all set up and you're waiting to go, and there's like one line for all four, and then one person pretends that he's setting up his own like individual line.
No, oh, yeah,
no,
you don't have to do that. No,
no.
Back of the line,
guy's a
dude.
Jerk.
Yeah.
But you know that. What's the protocol though? If you're like there's a long line, right? I probably already know the answer to the question. And then somebody opens up another register, and they're like, "Oh, you can go."
Right.
Usually the person
whoever's
the back
paying attention.
Line,
you know what? Right? At that point, it's whoever paid attention.
Right. You
yes.
think it's whoever paying attention? It wouldn't mm-hmm. be the second. And then if I see the second person, I'm like, "Oh, do you want to go ahead of me?"
Right.
And
pay attention.
Like, yeah.
You get up.
You just say,
oh, be alert. Be alert, people. Have a sense of urgency.
All right.
So, yeah.
How about if you go into the line, it's like the 10 items or less, and then someone's got like 12 items.
I did that. Oh, yeah, no, it is bad. And I was guilty. I had a basket and I figured, well, I couldn't have fit more than 10 things in here. It was a lot.
It wasn't like 25 items.
So you had coupons for all of them?
I did not.
coupons.
It was 18 items.
Was it
18? In a basket. Well, there's a lot of smaller items too. Mm. I know, like dental floss. It's gets all that.
Really?
Yeah. I know. Senator, I don't want to keep you much longer. I'm about to go to the 1:30 news, and I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us.
God, it's been a real
treat.
You can
stay till 2. I mean, he's only dancing, I think, with us once.
The addition of Esmeralda has just been outstanding.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
What's a half hour, Senator?
Come on. I know, another half hour. We dance in like 20 minutes.
I have to get home.
All right.
I have a Pilates tape that I have to work on.
Go do your Pilates, will you?
I do my own.
my own tape.
Wait, are you really using that as your excuse? You have a Pilates tape to do?
He's going to go meditate.
That's why it's such a weak excuse. I'm making it up.
Okay. She did okay.
Okay.
So do I have a break before the news? I don't. Senator, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it's been
great. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you so much. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. I forgot to invite the senator to do the Fight for Air Climb with us. Coming up on March 6th is the Fight for Air Climb with the American Lung Association. And we will be training. Craig, are you going to train with me for the Fight for Air Climb? I think that you could probably do that.
You know, I'm gaining weight, so I really should.
And now stairs are one
Thank
of
you,
those...
Esmeralda, for laughing. That's the
I just
reason.
Love that, like, I'm gaining weight, so yes.
Yeah. I
am too, though.
Myself.
It's a winter
time. You know
when
you get a surprise full-length mirror? That's a terrible moment if you feel like you're not in your best shape when there's a surprise one.
Are you
if
sure
I plan,
it's not a fun-sized mirror?
Yeah. No, it was not fun-sized. Okay. It was very sadly sized.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Sad size.
I got a tummy. I got a tummy. He's poking.
Mm-hmm. I'm very sorry.
No, I like to prepare for a full-length mirror, I think. I think everyone should. There should be warning signs.
So you like mentally and also like how you stand,
yeah,
how you present yourself
to
yourself,
yeah.
How you present yourself in front of the mirror.
Or although, even when you pass like a window and you see your full reflection.
Oh, yeah, but that could be warped.
Okay. I like that. I like
I'm
that
just
plan.
Saying, it could be.
I'm not a fan of the fitting room mirrors.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what's going on in there.
There was a whole BuzzFeed thing.
Oh.
On some woman tried clothes in all these different stores.
Yes.
And the mirrors and the lights, and they were all so different. It was insane.
And I'll bet you she rated them, mm-hmm. like, what the best ones
like, which
are.
Which ones were the good ones? Which ones the bad ones?
There's some that have, like, up lighting. And I'm like, I don't need to see light up there. Like, it's the lighting being from, like, beneath you.
You have a shadow?
Yeah.
You just look like you have a beard.
This is very strange. Well, I was looking at a picture from last Valentine's Day, and I realized I was in much better shape last year when I was doing the stair climbing training. So I'm going to go back to that again, because we are doing the Fight for Air Climb on March 6th, and we invite you to join us and WGN Radio in the fight for an end to lung disease at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers in Chicago's West Loop. It is the biggest, it's actually Chicago's biggest air climb, stair climb, but I believe it's one of the biggest in the world. You can climb 1, 2, 3, or all four towers. I asked to do all four towers twice, and they told me they would not let me do that, Craig. They said that they wouldn't.
Yeah, that seems like you've I don't know. Why did you want to do it a second time? Because it wasn't enough of a challenge?
I wanted to see if I could do all four. But they aren't letting people, like, repeat it. They just for, you know, their own,
isn't,
for everyone's safety.
This is the one where the firefighters actually wear their full gear, though, right?
And they do it, generally they do, like, one tower with in full turnout gear.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
would you want to try that?
No.
All right.
No. I told you before, I climb the stairs. I don't run the stairs. I don't need extra. Those turnout gear is like, what is it, 100 and some pounds?
Yeah, I think
Todd
that's
Tuchuk,
really
how much
difficult.
Is the firefighter Todd Tuchuk, how much extra is the turnout gear?
Seems like a lot.
It's 100. For this stair climb, it's 180 floors because it's four buildings, 45 floors each. That's 2,340 steps. You can take them in the mission to help save lives and improve lung health, including your own, by the way. Start taking the stairs. If you can use your stairwell, start taking the stairs and skip the elevator. And, by the way, there's an early bird fee. It's only $15. Join our team for $15 before January 8th. And by the way, if you can't climb, you can also pledge in support of our team, our WGN Radio team. I believe that Dave Ennett and I are not competing against each other this year. It's just a general WGN Radio. We're competing against everybody else.
We just have one team this year.
Just one team. So it's WGN Radio team. 89 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to education, research, and advocacy. You can register online at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100. Again, that's fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100. You can register to climb with us or to pledge. And I'm really excited about it. It's a really fun event. And by the way, Craig, Elliot showed up and did not climb. He actually ended up hanging out downstairs and watching our gear. I think I feel bad that became our gear guy.
I think Joseph Giannini and I still want to have pizza somewhere.
Yeah,
there should be a separate one where you just eat pizza
for
the air
one.
Climb.
That one sounds so good.
I've always thought there should be a fundraiser called the Cake Walk. You just walk to cakes.
Oh, walk to
oh,
them.
I love that.
I was just thinking you would eat the cake as you walk.
Yeah. Well, you can eat the cake as you walk, but you walk to another place that has a different type of cake for the Ooh. Fundraiser.
No, see, I'm into Patty's idea. What we should do is, like, two floors up, you should set up a booth of pizza, cake, all these things. And if you want to just quit two floors in,
yeah.
go ahead and just have cake and pizza.
You should have, like, a buyout level. Like, if you want to buy, like, you have to pay.
Temptation?
You have to pay $10, like, you know, per floor. Like, if you yeah. only do a certain number of floors, then you have to pay $10 to get out of the stairwell.
I love it. Food temptation exercising.
Yes, I like that.
That could be a TV show.
That could be a great TV mm-hmm. show. Mm-hmm. There's a story that I wanted to make sure people know about. There are some ComEd is warning that there are scammers posing as utility company reps. So I want you to be aware of this because any of us can actually fall prey to this sort of scam. Someone rings your doorbell. They've got gear on that looks like it's from ComEd. The utility company ComEd says that con artists have been contacting small businesses and customers by phone and in person. They claim to be ComEd reps seeking payment. So, if you owe money on your ComEd bill, you will get a bill in the mail. That's how that works. And you can, pay by the number that's on your ComEd bill. You can also mail that in. There are, I think you can go to the currency exchange, pay there. Don't allow someone to get your information on the phone or in person. Don't give out your banking information. It's not the company practice to ask customers to pay prepaid by they're asking them to use prepaid credit cards or make payment on a bill
yeah.
over the phone. So.
That is scary. By the way, Ruth called in. She said the firefighters in Orland Park, it's like 100 and some odd pounds, and she sees them run the stairs sometimes.
Yeah.
So she agrees. It seems really hard.
That's brutal. I would imagine with all that gear on,
I'm already tired.
I know, just thinking about it.
You guys want cake and pizza?
Yes.
I do kind of want cake
It'll
and pizza.
Energize me.
Are you going to watch The Making of a Murderer, Craig?
I've seen the first episode, and I found out that the first one is actually based on the case that he's eventually exonerated for. He goes to prison, and then he gets out.
Right.
And then all the rest of the ones are about the second case that puts him back in jail. Mm-hmm. I was really bored. The first one, do you like those kind of documentaries?
I watched the first 5 minutes. Mysteries? I could not get into the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't like the first episode.
There's like a lot of like driving yeah. and stuff, and...
It's a full-on documentary, and 10 episodes of documentary sounded like a lot.
Discovery Channel and Investigation yeah. Discovery has a lot of these, and I'll watch some of them. I watched a few for research I was doing for a story I'm writing, and it's hard. Like, there was this, there are a couple of these cases. There was one where this guy had kidnapped women. He had three or four women he was holding hostage in his basement, and he had it was really brutal, and like, it was hard to watch. But also watching somebody who was wrongfully convicted go through all of that people are really enjoying Making of a Murderer. And I feel like it was sort of fueled by, well, not sort of, it seems entirely fueled by social media. I don't know any other way, I don't know how this would have taken over otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because it's on Netflix and it came out right when we were all on holiday break.
And all the shows are on hiatus.
Yep.
Right?
So it was popping up at the top of your Netflix if that's what you were doing.
Yeah, Homeland is on is their season finale.
Right. Yep. I don't know if it gets a lot better, but I didn't love it.
I think people are wanting another Serial as well.
Right.
The podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Serial podcast is incredible, but...
Right, so I'm thinking they're like, oh, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, the creators of How to Make a Murderer talked about the difference, though.
Mm-hmm.
Serial, she's trying to figure out what's going on currently and kind of break down the whole case in a way that's more focused on who did what, if they are, right or wrong, if they're guilty or innocent. How to Make a Murderer just focuses on the broad spectrum of what happened. I don't know.
Wow.
It's subtly different, I guess, and not, yeah.
I mean, like, the reaction I see from people that I know on Facebook is like, how amazing it is, and I don't...
And how they want to free the guy now.
Yeah, you and me are like...
A lot of people are on Team Avery now.
Mm.
The guy who's convicted and stuff.
Well, I haven't seen... we weren't involved in the case, so I can't...
No, yeah, yeah. How do you even know?
Yeah, I have no idea. We have so many stories we didn't get to tonight. by the way, so do we think the music that was? My husband watched the end of our show last night. It was live streaming, and he was laughing. I could not believe how well the folks from Sketchfest were dancing without music last night. They were dancing to you and Esmeralda singing "What We Meant to Get to."
We nailed it, by the way.
You did. It was really good.
I mean, I sing every time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I get to leave your mic open this
time. I'm a little sad that I didn't know the last part, because usually I can keep up with Jason in the song.
Oh, because we have this
the
new...
Peru thing.
Oh, yeah. The newer verses. Now you'll have
that's
to...
That's a tricky bit.
Listen after the commercial break.
Apparently we have to do the extended lyrics. Version, Craig. You better stretch.
I got it ready.
All right. Go to WGNradio.com in case you're wondering what it looks like when we dance. You don't have to wonder anymore. More after this on 720 WGN.
Didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Do-si-do. No, we didn't get to it. We thought we had time, but we blew. Don't have time to discuss the amount of rain in Central Peru. No guitar picks, no flashlights, no candlesticks, no time, we ran out. That's what this is all about. Time just went too fast. There's no more sand in the hourglass.
How you doing? How you doing, Craig? I lied. I may have videotaped all of that. I did get myself on there. I have my little stand.
What?
I know.
You said you weren't going to... I didn't even go where I wanted to go if I knew it was on video.
No, that was... Are you
okay? More.
That was... So, Esmeralda...
I had a heart attack.
Did you get all...
Yes.
Did you get all the lyrics there?
Not that. The end part with the grandma underwear. Next time, though...
Next time, you're ready. I'll see how the video turns out.
Did you get the time just went too fast? Mm-hmm. No more room in the hourglass?
No.
It's good.
That's a good line.
That is good.
The whole thing is amazing. How you doing, Ryan? How you doing, Craig?
You went, why did you go so long?
Because I was videotaping.
I didn't even have to turn it off. It's a minute 45, the total thing.
You guys need to do a choreographed dance to it.
Craig does. I don't.
Yeah,
I
know, but you guys need Craig's to synchronize.
Got,
and
Craig's got moves. You're right. I have to take the move.
Do a whole thing.
I'll try to shadow what Craig's doing.
No, thank you. Since we started it, I did develop specific moves for the
you,
beginning.
You've been a mascot in a previous career, haven't you?
No.
Oh.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. No. Why did you think that?
I thought because it seems like a like mascot moves.
I was
like,
a public like, address announcer.
Like rallying the crowds kind of moves.
Like really ridiculous.
No.
We're gonna do this.
Very buoyant.
No, I'm very proud of my dancing.
It was very good.
Why, thank you.
You should be proud.
I have a lot more moves. If I knew we were video recording, I would have done more stuff.
Then I won't. I'll get your approval first.
Okay, good.
why would someone? Why did this guy?
I want to be a mascot now. Can I be a mascot for the tower?
Yes.
Can we do a mascot thing?
Fantasy costume. We'll get whatever you want.
Cool.
They would sponsor that. They would love that.
Awesome.
But we'll put like a runner's number and it'll say sponsored by Fantasy Costume.
I was a coach for my intramural volleyball team in college. We were the only team that had a coach. Very good.
What would your mascot be?
I don't know. We got to brainstorm.
The Colonel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. The Colonel. Although it's not really like a big fuzzy. That's
Colonel Tribune. Right? Or what's his name? I'm sorry. McCormick. Colonel
not
McCormick.
Norm MacDonald.
No. What?
What? Oh, the Colonel here at WGN. Yes. I thought Colonel Sanders.
No. What? For our love of fried chicken?
Yeah. That's what I was like. I didn't really quite. Did you know she meant the Colonel?
I did not. Not at first. No, I thought we were talking about
McCormick.
Chicken.
Oh. Incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all went to chicken. Can I just be the Tribune Tower?
Ooh, I like that.
We'd have to make that, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, well, we have our costume designer, Anna. Don't we have Anna? We should get a hold of her. Anna G. She does a great job of costume. Are you still recovering from the dance?
Yeah, I'm really tired. I told you I'm out of shape. It's not good.
I'm not giggling at your pain.
No, it's fine.
It was wrong.
You're not recording that.
That was wrong of me. You're on the air.
Good.
Yeah.
I meant visually recording it, though. Okay,
sorry.
Good. No, good. Yeah, turn that phone off.
Just tilting
Craig,
it down.
You were struggling.
I am. You were doing fine.
I know. I nailed that.
Do we know if anyone won the Powerball tonight?
No one won.
No, no one won.
Ooh, yeah. Look at you guys with all the information. It's like you checked your numbers.
It's like I do the news or something.
Do they have it in the news? I should probably listen to the news.
No, now it's worth buying a ticket, though.
Before it
was actually
dollars?
Still a losing proposition.
When does it get to a gajillion?
Now it's valuable. Now you should do it.
Now it's almost as much as how much money Star Wars has made.
It's very close.
But then there's the silver lining. You might win something. Mm. You can win like $4 here, $10 there.
And this is available in Illinois? Because Illinois, mm-hmm. they're not paying out their lotteries, right? This is a multi-state.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I would buy with that? A lot of these craft beer glasses. Craig, did you see these pictures in this article? You did, because you sent me the article about how the shape of your glass can make your beer taste better. I do prefer to drink some beers. Like, there's some you don't have to pour. Like, you don't have to pour your Miller Lights or your Buds or your Coors. But there are some beers that just taste better in a big pint glass.
Yeah. I like going to a bar, and when I pick one of the craft beers, they put it in an individualized glass. That's when I feel like I'm at a cool bar.
Yeah.
There's also a thing of sediment.
Yes.
And things like that.
Sure.
That when you pour it, it goes through the whole beer.
Some of these glasses are beautiful. But, you know, I do think that beer is getting to that point where it's a little bit like wine, where, like, somehow you're looking at some of the writing, how pretentious it is.
No,
they use a different word.
There's a text from the 312, and he didn't write what I want to add to this text, but it says that I seriously think that Patty should end each week of her television show with a dance break. It
Ooh.
Would be genius, and I would like to volunteer as part of that dance break.
Oh, like laughing?
Yeah. Just like was the credits
for
my
sitcom?
Could you just have an insane
yes.
dance break?
Well, because they do that sometimes in movies. You'll see, like, during the filming of the movie, like, at some point they were all lip sync or they're all singing some song, and then they make a montage of that for the end of the movie. They pick like one song that everybody has, like, and I would love to do that every week.
Well, would it be? I don't know if you can even answer this. Would it be a live audience there?
Yeah, we would be doing my sitcom in front of a live audience.
Okay, so do it at the end.
Yeah, I think
when everyone gets introduced or whatever.
Yeah, the audience can get into it. Yeah, because there's sort of this milling around that happens. So I went to go watch a couple episodes of Dr. Ken, which airs on Friday nights on ABC, and the cast kind of is introduced at the beginning, and there are shots that were sometimes done without the audience there. Maybe they had a guest star that for scheduling conflict, but the rest of it is done in the sort of the chronological order of the show, so that the audience gets kind of the whole story. And if there's something that's shot out of order, they also have that on monitors for everyone to watch that part of it. And it's interesting because the live audience has to sort of be, you know, they have to be there for all the jokes. Sometimes they're doing it from a different angle. It's the same joke over and over again sometimes. But then at the end, the cast, they hang out and the people in the audience can come down and meet them. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I thought it was just like some VIP. No, it's like people who, as on their way out, if they want to go and introduce themselves or say hi or take a selfie. And that's how I met Dave Foley from,
that's amazing.
Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall.
I met Susie, who is actually originally from Lang Tech and from Chicago. I was watching an episode of West Wing. She was on the early seasons of West Wing.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much do those tickets cost?
To go be in the live audience?
Yeah.
It's free.
You just got to, like, apply at the right time.
Yeah, if you have to call in. Yeah, they
like
need live audiences. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. I'd be like, how cool would that be?
That'd be amazing.
I can, I would just make sure. Well, and then there are three, like, sort of levels of going to see a live taping. There's the studio audience, then there's a VIP area, and then there's a all access pass. So I would probably, I hope someday I'll be able to, like, when we go, I can get listeners in the VIP area where they can watch and eat with the cast and stuff. Yeah.
And be part of the dance break at the end of the show.
And be part of the dance break at the end of the show. I think I love that idea. Well, one of the ideas we had, and we may still someday, to explain the difference between a multi-cam and a single camera comedy, a lot of the shows on television now are single camera, like Modern Family is a single camera, Blackish, single camera comedy. And you can tell the difference. Big Bang Theory is a multi-camera sitcom. So that's where the taped in front of a live audience. Multi-camera, they kind of are out in the world. And like Scrubs was a pretty good single camera show that was not filmed in front of a live audience. So mine, and it suits me more because I'm a stand-up comic. I'm used to live audience. This is so weird. talk about every once in a while.
That's great.
It's super crazy.
312-981-7200. More TV show ideas. Go ahead. Pitch them to Patty Vasquez.
Well, somebody, our good friend Dan, who's listening to the show now. Sorry, Dan, I didn't get a chance to message you back. He wanted to know if we could do a contest for the title of my show. But then you kind of get that's something that because it's a legal thing with ABC, that's kind of their purview. But I am working to try to get my name in the title. So we went back to the working title to Patty Happens. Rather than the better
half. Yeah!
Yeah.
So. Patty Happens.
But, yeah. So it's been my email address for the last few. Yeah, if you ever want to email me, I'm at pattyhappens@gmail.com. Patty with an I.
Did you see this igloo over here?
I have. Now, is it near us?
Yeah, igloo? It's right at that intersection. I think you can. If oh, yeah. You, yeah.
There's on Wacker.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the Hyatt.
Right across the bridge from us.
And this is a local resident who decided he wanted to move some
he just wanted to build
sheets
one.
Of ice.
Yeah.
Yes. It's, you know, when I think igloo, I just think like nicely packed bricks. This is sort of like dirty old snow that he's.
This is a city igloo.
Yeah, I guess. So. But it's a, yeah, it's in the middle of downtown.
He had like a shovel and he had salt.
He's recycling.
Kind of.
Reusing.
Snow?
Yeah.
It just goes away eventually. You don't have to recycle it. He's repurposing it,
there
I guess.
You go. Do you,
why he's putting it in the middle of an intersection. That's not really like a valuable spot for that.
Yeah, it's not.
But there's a light pole in the middle.
Okay.
So it's not like he's just in the middle of the road. There's a light pole, so it's not like people would have hit it anyway.
Yeah.
You're right. It's constructed around a street light. It's approximately 5 foot tall igloo. And this appeared, how did we miss this? I mean, we were in the studio. We didn't see a big guy with slabs of snow.
I mean, it's like across dragon. The, and it was a 2 day. He built it over 2 days.
It's like, tiny, isn't it?
And I guess, what do you do? I mean, I guess the city's not going to, like, pull him over.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you going with that snow?
That's an illegal igloo-ing.